much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I'm gonna party tonight, celebrate, spend time with my family, and then get back in the gym and train. And any one of these little melting fools can get it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
New from K-Tel Records, 22 explosive hits, 22 original stars, and many more. Only $3.99.
You okay with some music? You like a little Limp Bizkit?
Here.
You like a little biscuit?
Yeah.
Yeah? You listen loud? I used to listen to this back in the day. This is hot. Oh, my God. That is nice. That is nice.
Someone explain, please?
I don't think so.
And now.
This may not be politically correct, but let's just fire all the minorities.
Our feature presentation.
Man. Oh, my God.
Seems rough.
Uh-huh.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. It is Tuesday. Nope, it is not Tuesday.
It's definitely Tuesday. It's definitely Tuesday.
So messing with my head.
I mean, it does not.
Because Sunday I kept thinking, oh, I got to get ready for work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then you drove here, and then you were like,
I stayed here for like 8 hours. Yeah. Very disappointing. Everyone else didn't show up.
Yeah. Just you.
So I thought that was a lack of commitment on their
part.
Yeah. This is going to mess me up all week now, I believe. It's Tuesday, the 21st of January.
Yes.
Yeah. What's happening, people?
We're having a weird issue in the studio.
It's just ironic that a day that we're going to speak to my mom about my ability to blow my nose, I seem to be allergic to something in the studio today.
There is a definite smell of a perfume, and I have narrowed it down with this schnoz. Mm-hmm. It smells like the perfume Angel.
But you're very specific about
it. It's very specific because I like the smell of it on other people. I don't like the smell of it on me. That's neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. I went out to get something from the printer.
Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Walked back in, and it's so strong. So I said, Destiny, bored out from Power 106, do you wear Angel? And she said, no. And she said, but I smell it. It's coming through the vents.
Do you know for a fact it's Angel?
I don't know, it's definitely Angel, but it's definitely a perfume, and it smells like Angel.
Gotcha.
And I have been sneezing nonstop. I also have a runny nose.
Yes.
Any of that before you showed up here?
No.
Oh, wow.
Not even a small inkling of this before I showed up here.
Interesting.
So
studio is not only extremely dirty.
It's haunted by angels.
It's dusty. But someone working on the vents is wearing Angel perfume. Mm-hmm. Possibly stuck in the vent. Listen,
you were just
there
saying,
are
what
dead
if we looked,
people in the
what
vents.
If we looked under the table and there were just somebody laying there sleeping?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I have weird thoughts.
Please,
you
don't wake me. I'm wearing Angel.
If anybody else knows the smell of Angel, if Casey knows it, if Christine knows
it. Are you asking for people to come in and identify a scent?
A specific
specifically.
Scent. Yes, right. They'll know it's Angel. Yeah.
Well, at least it's not like cool water.
It's true.
Dracar or something.
Ooh, Dracar, yeah.
I would rather this even. I'd rather even have some sort of allergic reaction than smell those.
Okay.
All right. Well.
What about Canoe? Remember when old dads wore Canoe?
I don't remember that.
Don't you remember the ads? Canoe?
No.
Am I making this up?
No, that's a real thing. That's a real thing.
I'm like, wait, was that an SNL skit I grew up with? No, it's new. It's real. All dads wore Canoe.
Huh.
Give a call right now.
No need.
Okay.
We don't need calls.
All right.
You were allergic to a lot, Jensen, or no?
No, I grew up mostly, you would think, it's perfectly on brand for me to be allergic to everything. But no, I normally do not. I'm allergic to, the one thing that bummed me out my whole life is I'm allergic to Sudafed, which kept me away from NyQuil for most of my life.
Oh, wow.
And then out of nowhere, NyQuil one day was like, no more Sudafed. And then I down it every day, as you guys know.
Sure.
Don't have a bottle of it with
you. It's my lean. And so I now am able to take it. But for decades, there was Sudafedamine in NyQuil.
Okay.
But other than that, I have never found myself allergic to things.
Interesting.
Are you allergic much?
Just dairy.
Sure.
And something that they use in acrylic for acrylic nails. I don't know if it's the liquid or what it is, but if I walk in a nail salon, I will faint and have a seizure. Hey, everyone.
Whoa. Yeah. Sounds like we have our new challenge.
Whoa.
I don't know. It's it's actually bad.
I like
real
it.
Bad
what?
For you.
Bring
real
her out.
Bad.
Bring her to one. Hey, no. Does anyone want an update?
Yeah.
My eyes itch.
Okay.
Yeah. So...
It's not going well in here.
This is so weird.
I'm telling you, if you walk out and walk back in, it hits you with how strong it is. Mm-hmm.
Could it possibly have been somebody that was here overnight or last night?
Possibly.
Just remaining.
I mean, it could have, but they would have had to bathe in it for us to still be smelling
it. Also, I've met the overnight people, and I'm going to guess they don't wear cologne.
And this is a woman's perfume, so... Right.
So it has to be a woman.
And
that's
what
you're saying.
I'm not judging men. If
let anyone
wanna...
wear Angel.
Yeah, okay. Feel free.
Jeez.
But it's definitely Angel.
You going to be all right?
I think so. I'll be fine.
can't see.
Are my eyes puffing?
You are having an allergic reaction.
Yeah, I am.
Have you ever
had
that full allergic reaction where your throat
very
starts closing?
Yeah, but like short. Not like, I'll have like a... small reaction to an Advil or something where I'm like, oh, look, there's just a red mark on my face or something.
Right.
Like, I'll have that, but this is definitely one step beyond. It would be funny if you guys looked over and I was just fully red or like something.
It's like a clown face.
Mm-hmm. You guys look over and I'm Pennywise. I'm allergic! It just like completely clowned out.
I'm not sure why Hitch was...
Not sure either.
Remember? Okay. Thanks, Destiny.
I'm happy you guys are laughing.
Oh,
come on, Jensen.
You would if you could.
I see double of everything.
I only had two allergic reactions where my throat was closing, my face swelled up. It was crazy.
What were they too?
It was a antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And then, and this is true, I had to drive myself to the ER and they had to give me an EpiPen and they gave me an IV and the whole thing to get it to back off. And then I forgot the name of the antibiotic.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people would write that down.
Yeah. And then it happened again.
Uh-huh. Oh, because
you
just
visiting
forgot.
Phoenix. Uh-huh. Completely forgot. Took the same thing. Exact same reaction. Just was so desperately mad at myself.
Did you look like Hitch?
What an idiot.
I mean, no one knows the Hitch reference. Come on.
Destiny knew the Hitch reference.
She doesn't. She's just being nice.
Oh,
she's
maybe.
New. She's just being nice.
You just remind me I'm allergic to the Cillin family. So
penicillin,
amoxicillin.
Oh, I thought that was like people you grew up with.
Yeah. Oh, they were such dicks. Always parked in our driveway. Yeah.
Tom Cillin, his wife Diane.
Well, that sucks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll make it through.
You think he's gonna make it through?
I mean, he can't even blow his nose.
Right?
I can hear you guys.
While we're on that topic, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
I'll show you the tool that's most important to our survival. But fair warning, it's my penis.
Oh.
Jensen says he can't blow his nose.
No, mm-hmm. I've never been fully explained how to blow my nose because I was raised being told that it's bad for me.
Okay.
I mean, make sense of that if you can.
We will be calling my mom, Haroldine, who always has a lot to explain.
But you say that you can't or you haven't tried?
Because
it just said he wasn't taught. Were you taught?
No one says
really?
This.
No! It's a basic instinct that people have to rid themselves of snot in their nose.
But the thing where you're
like... Did Haroldine teach you to breathe?
You know what?
Still waiting.
Possibly. That would work for our relationship. I do think, like... The full-on, like, the full-on push out of the nose?
Yeah?
No, I've never done that. Never done it.
Wish people could have seen him do that.
The full-on.
Never done it. But I've done, like, a little bit of a push out just to get, if it's right
stop
there.
Stop going. Yeah, like, but, no one can see it, and it's killing.
Who hasn't? Just once.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can't do one nostril at a time. I feel like start slow.
Definitely can't do that.
Oh, that's what you do. Like, usually for me, one nostril is stuffed up.
So,
hold this side.
Oh,
I could
do that.
I think that's maybe baby
steps.
See,
you're my mom. I get it.
Oh,
you're my new mom. But we'll ask my mom why we didn't teach her, why she didn't teach me that. Like, I just learned that now.
No one taught. Blow her nose.
My mother does not blow her nose.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, how do you get through life without blowing your nose?
Well, we'll have to ask her.
She's a crazy person.
Yeah, we've established that.
And she raised a crazy person.
We've also established that.
Unbelievable.
I love it.
We have great news today on the program. Jensen's Rank Bank.
Yeah, brand new one.
How do you conquer insomnia? It's a big problem. All three of us have it in various forms,
Different ways.
But how do you get through it? What do you do when you can't sleep mm-hmm. in the middle of the night?
People have theories.
It's super frustrating. And we're going to have Mick Foley in the studio.
That's big.
Wow.
How about that?
Think he can blow his nose?
I'm sure he can.
Yeah.
He had a tooth go in his
human.
Nose. You know that?
Yeah. That's
a tooth went into his nose.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem good.
No. Mm-mm. But he's alive and well.
Plus, it's K-Rock's Wheels Up number one, Pearl Jam. You listen all week at 9, noon, 3, and 6. And you win tickets to see Pearl Jam at the Forum either April 15th or 16th. And you qualify to win a trip to see them again at Hyde Park in London.
Wow.
That's coming up this morning. We'll take a quick break. Jensen will try to blow his nose.
No,
and we'll come back with what's happening next. Of Monsters and Men on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. And time for our first look at what's happening with Allie.
39% of Americans subscribe to three or more streaming services. And that number is only going to go up once all the streaming services have launched. Obviously, we now have Disney Plus, Apple TV debuting last November, and now we have NBC Universal's Peacock, Quibi, HBO Max all set to launch in the spring. I ask of you, Kevin and Jensen,
mm-hmm.
three or more?
Yeah, I have to be three or more.
I'm Netflix, Apple TV Plus, Disney Plus, and Amazon.
Yeah.
I don't have Hulu.
I
would do Hulu too, though.
I have that and Hulu. Yeah.
Okay. So you have five.
Yeah.
I have four.
I also have WWE.
Okay. You have six.
I think I just have the five.
Five?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And will you be getting HBO Max, Peacock, or Quibi down the line?
I assume HBO Max.
Well, right now I do not have plans to get any of the other ones because mm-hmm. I have HBO Go or whatever, which will give me the ones I need to see. But I am interested in Quibi, as you all know.
Yeah,
I want to see what 7 minutes of content looks like.
I love it.
So,
I find that very interesting that we all have regular cable service.
Yeah,
yeah.
True.
Wow, we are victims, you guys.
Oh, yeah, this is only going to get worse for
our
wallets. This is not, they said that it was going to save us money. Now they're not even pretending anymore.
No.
They're like, oh, no, it's going to cost you more. You just get more stuff.
Yeah. Well, now I need to get Hulu because Steve Martin and Martin Short are taking their touring act to television with a new Hulu comedy. Ask, after you hear this, who is this perfect for?
All right.
The untitled show is about three strangers who share an obsession with true crime and suddenly find themselves wrapped up in one. Did you write it for me? Were you saying to yourself, how do we get Allie to
what
get Hulu?
What would Allie watch?
How do we get her to get Hulu? Oh, here it is. Martin Short and Steve Martin, who are obsessed with true crime. Okay.
When I heard there's a third person, I got very excited.
Yeah?
Because, I know that they... This is
Jaleel White?
Nope. Good guess, though.
Jaleel.
He's like, did I do that? And they're like, you did. And then the end of the show, it was like, he's the criminal.
Every crime is him.
But what if it was Chevy Chase and it was the Three Amigos reunion? I know, Chevy's a garbage man.
Heard of Chevy Chase and his relationships with people?
He's no fun. But it did make me excited because I do love Three Amigos. And those three together are hilarious. But there is weird. I mean, it's saying there's a third star. Which makes me.
Three strangers.
Yeah.
Oh, Balky.
It's not.
He's
well,
a
strangers,
perfect stranger.
No, I mean, I don't think Jaleel or Bronson Pinchot are high on the list of...
It's a good pull.
Yeah, who the three pickups are.
I couldn't think of who it was, but I knew it was Balky.
Honestly, he probably has trouble figuring out who it is these days.
Well, listen who is behind it. Steve Martin and a man named John Hoffman behind Grace and Frankie. Again, it's like you wrote this for me.
Mm-hmm.
Co-created and will write the series for the streaming network Hulu. They will serve as executive producers along with This Is Us creator Dan Fogelman.
Wow.
I mean.
Like to see it.
Yeah.
And Jess Rosenthal and Martin Short. Wow. I am so in on this.
Yeah, I'm lining up. That is perfect. And I am a Hulu subscriber.
You're a Hulu head.
I am a Hulu head.
I don't think anyone says Hulu head.
You know, with Disney Plus, isn't there a package where you get that Hulu and ESPN Plus for like another dollar or something?
I don't want to pay for ESPN.
All right, fair enough.
Ever. No.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You know what? I probably had, like, you know how when Disney Plus was happening and I was so pumped on getting my 3-year deal,
mm-hmm.
and then they were like, oh, by the way, if you have Verizon, you get it for, I'm like, okay, well, I have Verizon, so I could have gotten that for free. And then there was some other deal that I was like, well, I have that too. Damn it.
Proud of getting that deal.
Yes. And then I could have had like 10 years free.
You would have got a better deal free.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
I do have Apple Plus free for a year because I purchased an Apple product.
Same with me. Yeah. After I bought Apple Plus, I then...
You're killing
it. It's insane. Wow. I then got the newest Apple TV, and it said, you now have Apple TV Plus for a year. Yeah. And I was like, but I literally just paid for it.
It feels like they're just mocking you specifically.
Yeah.
If you want to get a good deal on something, just pay full price initially, and then you'll get the offer.
But then I didn't get a good deal on it because I paid for it.
Right.
There's that.
That is the issue.
I should probably check Hulu and see what deals they have and then buy one.
And then buy it. Get and offered then, it for free.
Yeah. Then they'll be like, oh, do you work for Entercom? Yeah, we have a free year for you. Something just dumb like that. I can't. We used to work with a guy that would get me Hulu for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Did you love it then?
No.
Because I don't remember. What was your favorite show on that?
You just never put in the code?
One time, yeah, I did.
And how many times was it given?
Once.
Okay.
Per time. So one time, yes. One time I was like, oh, I've got Hulu. And then there was nothing I ever really wanted to watch on it.
Mm-hmm. But didn't you think, hey, I got this as a gift, so it doesn't cost me anything.
No skin off my back.
So I should just check it out and see. Maybe there is something.
Yeah. Oh, no. I would check and see if the first time. Okay. If there was stuff, and I was like, oh, that all looks good. I don't have time. I'm very busy.
Well, now it's time to pay for it.
So now I will pay for it. Do you think I should hit up the guy that used to work on the show and say, I think I'm ready for Hulu now?
Just look to the skies.
Sorry.
He will...
R.I.P.
Just look to the clouds.
He will not respond, because he's dead. Guys, you want to talk about some birthdays?
Sure.
Jonathan Quick.
All right.
Goalie for the L.A. Kings. Remember when he used to stop a lot of goals?
He's been pretty good this
year. He has been good this year. The team around him.
Not as great.
Emma Bunton from the Spice Girls.
Mm-hmm.
She's baby Spice.
I don't know.
I'm not up on my
Which
Spice
one is
Girl
she? Yeah, I think she's baby.
Nice guess.
Yeah, she's baby Spice, you guys. Billy Ocean. You guys know his tunes, right?
Get Out of My Dreams Into My Car.
Caribbean Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Get Out of My Dreams Into My Car. I totally forgot about that song.
It's a bop.
What a terrible song that is.
Not a good message, really.
It's rapey.
it's a little rough, definitely creepy.
Yeah.
It's a little aggressive.
Yeah. And Gina Davis, happy birthday to you. And that's what's happening.
Coming up in a few minutes, robot deliveries.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Robots that deliver stuff to your house.
He has a name.
I don't remember what it was.
It's Hugo.
Hugo.
I've seen Hugo just
I love
around.
That he has a name.
I don't know if they're all named Hugo, but mine was.
Oh.
But we'll talk about that.
You've seen them? You've seen those?
While leaving the station, they're actually around here
a lot. Oh, is that
lot.
Right?
Yeah. Oh. It's very creepy. I have questions for Allie.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. First, let's get into the Rank Bank, shall we?
Let's.
It's the Rank Bank, and we're going to count it down. Who will be the winner? Who will be the best around? The Rank Bank is on the air.
Dare
so
you.
Join us for the fun. What will be number one? So Jensen, let us know. Come on, let's get it done. The Rank Bank is on the air.
Rank Bank. All right, our friends at Ranker, they're great at what they do.
Yep.
They asked.
What do they do, Jensen?
Well, they basically put up polls on their website, and they have people vote on what they think is number one, two, three, and then the results are all listed online. You can see how many people voted for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask you guys to name me what you think are top 10 in a category.
Okay.
This one on Ranker, over 2,000 votes. Okay. And I guess what I want you to keep in mind is who are the people that would vote on the internet? Like this, the generation, right?
Okay.
So, for example, if this was something that related to their childhood, you would think during the decades in which people who would vote on the internet would be a child. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Allie's looking at me? Okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
So we say, math in my head.
So are we saying 80s, 90s?
80s, 90s would probably 80s, 90s? Be the way to look
okay.
at it.
Okay.
All right, the category is things you spent too much money on as a kid.
Ooh.
Things you spent too much money on as a kid. We're going to start with Kevin.
Heroin.
No,
oh,
you
wow.
did. That is
wow.
your childhood.
How do you know?
Specifically your childhood.
It's not on the list?
But it is not on the list. No. Could have been on there, but it is not. Mugs, we're going to go with you second.
Something else that starts with an H, but it's not heroin. Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels.
Oh, good one.
Number seven.
Yes!
Number
wow.
seven.
Okay.
Number seven Hot Wheels.
So we're not saying toys as a umbrella. We're
Correct.
Actually listing specific toys.
Correct.
Okay. If I said video games, would I have to say a specific game?
In that case, you would have number one.
Thank you.
Number one is video games.
Thank
I think that's
you.
A specific toy if we were
right,
to look at
right,
it.
Right.
right. Okay. So
okay.
we won each, guys, and we already have okay. the number one out of the way. Kevin, I'm afraid to ask, but what do you believe was voted as the number one through ten thing you spent too much money on as a kid?
A bow and arrow.
There was not a bow and arrow.
What's
I'm
wrong
also
with these kids?
Terrified to think of you with a bow and arrow.
How dare you?
Robbie Joyner would have had it way, way rougher. Mugs.
Beanie. Mother effin' babies.
Beanie Babies, number
Ooh.
13.
Oh,
so
just outside.
Just outside the number 10. Allie?
American Girl doll.
American Girl doll. Not on the list. Surprisingly.
What?
Surprisingly not on the list.
Those are like $1 million.
I agree. The rich kids had those. It's like the Neo Geo. Do you remember
sure,
that?
Sure.
All right. Kevin, what do you believe people said they spent the most money on as a child?
I would say steroids.
No, again, you're very focused on the drug aspect of it.
Yeah.
Kids did not buy steroids, at least in my area.
All right.
All right, let me think what you're missing. There are some things on here I think you guys should
yeah.
definitely come up with.
Yeah, I got
mugs.
Some more.
All right, I spent a lot of money on Pogs.
Pogs, not on the list.
Get
I know.
Out of here.
I agree. That was shocking. Okay. Then there are a lot of Pog-like things on this list, but surprise, no one purchased Pogs. By the way, was
Pog-like
Pogs,
things.
Was Pogs a game you could play, or was it just
people thought they could play it.
You could've.
People thought it was a game.
It was just collectible,
yeah.
right?
Okay. Well, no, you could play it, but it was a stupid game.
Right. Allie?
If you're saying Pog-like things, mm-hmm. I'm going to go Garbage Pail Kids.
Garbage Pail Kids, not on the
Come
list.
Come on!
Yeah, not on the list. Good guess. Kevin?
Tattoos.
No, just me. I did that.
Is Kevin reading the FBI crime list?
Yes.
He's
just looking up most wanted pictures. Mugs, what are you thinking?
Legos.
Number six.
Yes. All right, Mugs.
Wow.
Good pick.
Okay.
Good pick, Mugs. So two for Mugs, one for Allie. Allie, go for it.
Cabbage Patch Kids. Okay, come on. What's happening?
Cabbage Patch Kids. Not on the list.
Okay.
Shocking.
Again.
Every one of Allie's sounds like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
This
but
is
no.
absurd.
This is, we feel that way about every list. Kevin, what are you thinking?
Juicy sweatsuits. Is that a thing?
Oh,
no, it's not. I mean, it's a thing, yes, but kids are not wearing juicy sweatsuits.
Not anymore.
No,
but were they then?
No, they
yeah.
were not.
Okay, they weren't.
Mugs.
Okay. All right, the Zumba pants.
No one, no, Zumba pants are not on
oh
the
my
list.
God.
I didn't even want to give you any sort of anticipation. Allie, to tie.
See, I think of things like a He-Man,
okay.
like Masters of the Universe dolls and stuff like that. Are dolls just an umbrella?
Listen to Allie. She's just falling apart right now. She's
I really
just
am.
Trying to...
Dolls are not an umbrella.
Are there any dolls on there?
I mean, that seems like it's cheating.
Yeah.
Are there dolls on there?
Come on.
Is there possibly a doll on there?
Boop, boop, boop.
I mean,
Rubik's Cube.
What?
Yes. Kids bought numerous Rubik's Cubes. They spent. They were like, you know what? I need more. More
Nerds.
Than one.
I couldn't figure out that one. Mom, buy me another
Mom,
one.
Mom, I broke.
So weird.
I broke this one. It doesn't work. That would
I
be funny.
Know.
What a POS kid to be like, you know what, Mom? I need a new Rubik's Cube. Yep. I can't finish this one. It's broken. Last round, Kevin.
Penis enlargement.
No.
Oh.
Oh. Jesus.
What?
Oh,
my
These
God.
Are children.
Children. No, it wasn't on the list.
Okay.
Mugs.
Back when they were a thing,
mm-hmm.
baseball cards.
Baseball cards.
They're still a thing.
Number,
yeah,
20,
a thing.
Number 23. Yeah.
So
it was,
an odd,
it was on the list.
Not really.
But
it's
very
an
far.
Odd qualification.
Not Allie to tie.
Are there any dolls on there?
I don't know, Rubik's Cube.
My Little Pony.
My Little Pony is on the list, but it is down at the bottom 30.
Come on.
Wow.
Yeah. Are there He-Mans on the list?
Okay. Do you want it? You guys are done?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Mugs wins.
Are
okay.
there dolls on there?
Yeah, there are dolls okay. on here. Let's start with number 31, which no one knew. I had to
Wait,
look it up.
Wait, we're starting in the 30s?
Well, I just wanted to give you one that I didn't know.
Okay.
Skylanders. Did you know what those
what?
Were?
No.
I didn't either.
No okay. idea.
You guys got baseball cards. Let's start with number 15. Seems good.
Sure.
Tamagotchis.
Oh, yeah.
The Tamagotchis.
You got to feed them when they're hungry.
14, yeah. I thought, could be a joking answer from Kevin.
Uh-huh.
But fireworks was on
I
here.
I put oh, fireworks wow. on as my next guess.
Oh, wow.
That was my next guess.
You would have got one.
Oh.
13, Beanie Babies. 12, stuffed animals.
What? That's a pretty general category.
That was
category.
A general one. 11, Goosebumps books.
No.
All right.
10, stickers.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 9.
Are Puffy stickers on there?
I would have given you just stickers on that. 9, Yu-Gi-Oh cards, which are collectibles. Mm. 8, pizza, which is my favorite answer
okay.
on here.
Come on.
Yeah, pizza.
Oh, that's what?
Oh,
pizza.
All those kids that are like, oh, I'm spending my hard-earned cash on pizza.
That is ridiculous.
I mean, so
maybe
dumb.
They only ask kids in Italy. 7, Hot Wheels. 6, Legos. 5, movie tickets.
Kids aren't what? Buying those.
I think kids parents are buying movie
tickets. Are they? Were they?
Yeah, I think
Come
so.
Come on.
Their parents are buying.
Four, I'm shocked you didn't get. Okay. CDs. Seems easy. That was a good one.
Oh, okay. Sure.
3, candy.
I wrote candy and didn't say it.
No, that's your fault. 2, Pokemon cards.
Oh,
and 1 you guys
sure.
got, which was video games. So Muggs takes it home, 2-1.
Woo!
Congratulations. But, I mean, I was shocked that Rubik's Cubes wasn't on there. Unbelievable.
Mommy, I want a new Rubik's Cube.
I want a 6th one. Mama, I need more. 1 for all of my friends. And that was Rank Bank.
That was so much fun. And now we're done. The Rank Bank is off the air.
Rank Bank.
I don't want a robot to bring me anything.
Right.
Well, you're not going to have a choice soon. It appears that that is the new way
it's crazy.
Of service. Yeah.
I didn't know this existed. I was not prepared for what happened. We have retweeted the video that I posted from January 17th. It seems so long ago. It was Friday.
Mm-hmm.
At Kevin Mornings on our social media. It's a little robot just trucking it down the street with my sandwiches in it. So ordered food with a friend
That's
of mine.
So weird to me.
And there's cussing in the video, so sorry with your sensibilities, your pearl clutching. You're going to be fine. But I was trying to determine, do I have to tip him? Because honestly, he's a robot. Do I tip a robot? But we'll get to that. So I ordered sandwiches from a place that was a few miles away from my house.
Okay.
Apparently, that is a good distance for this robot to go. So I get a
few miles is pretty far, though.
I would think so, too.
Yeah. So I get a thing that says that Serve will be delivering your food. Go out and meet Serve and put in the code once he's in front of your
What's
house.
Serve?
And I'm like, what is
yeah.
Serve?
Yeah.
I don't know what any of this is. So I'm like, what is Serve? So then you can click for more information on Serve. And it says that there are certain places where you think, why do I have to go through all of this trouble just for a burrito? Why do I have to drive through rush hour traffic for just a burrito? So that's why we have Serve. So Serve is this robot. Mine was named Hugo. He was adorable.
Because the names are
on the
side.
How do you know
sides?
His name?
The name was
name
on the
tag?
Side.
Okay.
Name was on the side.
Like a boat.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he comes down the street, and it looks like a minion is bringing your food.
If it was a minion, I'm in.
Well, if you look at the video, it looks like a minion.
It's like a yellow cooler on wheels.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then his eyes blink.
Don't need that.
It's cuckoo.
Don't
Everything
need it.
About it is cuckoo. So I said to my friend, I said, we're getting a robot. And he's like, no, you read that wrong. I'm like, no, we're getting a robot. So we, of course, waited on the deck to watch him come trucking down the street.
Like a
and
parade.
There he was.
So weird.
Just cruising down the street. Here's where they lose me. You then have to leave your house,
yeah.
go down to the sidewalk, put a code into Hugo, which
Hugo
just feels
is lazy.
Dirty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what if you can't leave your house? What if you are in a wheelchair? What if you cannot leave? You've got a bait. Like, there are so many factors. When I order food, it's because you come to my door and
yeah.
you hand me my food. Mm-hmm. That is the point
you
of
don't want
me
to meet
getting
them partway.
Your food. Yeah. And what if you broke down, Hugo? Now I have to come to you down the street? Come on.
No, what's
Whatever.
A code thing? They give you a code for
they
your
give
specific
you a code
order.
On uh-huh. your food,
uh-huh.
and then the top pops open. You grab your food, and then you walk away. And my whole question was, okay, at the end of a delivery, usually the screen pops up. How much do you want to tip? Blah, blah, blah. You
right.
put that in to close out the delivery.
Sure, right.
So I was like, do we tip a robot? Like, what's a robot going to do with $5? What happens?
What's he gonna, are you nervous they're saving money to take over?
Well, then my thought was, what if I don't tip? Hugo knows where I live.
Oh, no.
I watched that X-Files when all of those machines just came after you.
So during the apocalypse, they have a list of everyone who didn't tip.
I would love to have a printout of everything that you were thinking as you were pondering how to handle Hugo.
In the video, as he's strolling down the street, I said, we don't tip him, right? And my friend goes, cussing ensued, and he's like, suck it. It's a robot. No, we don't tip him. No screen came up
to even
offer it. So I'm sticking with that story. If Hugo comes back,
right,
it's not on me. It's up to, you know, your company. They're the ones that did it.
Now, I have a question.
Yes.
I've seen this a bunch when I'm leaving the station. I've seen a bunch of them, but there's always someone kind of near it.
There's a guy about 100 feet away.
That's even creepier.
And so I said, are you his handler? And he jumped behind a tree. Not kidding. I was like, this is the weirdest experience of my life. He, like, literally was hiding behind a tree. He was not a small man. Right. So I was like, sir, what is happening right now? I see you. You've got a phone. You're looking at it. And you're walking behind Hugo. You're his handler.
I think right now they're testing these kind of things. So there's someone always there to make sure that it works out.
Well, there better be.
Yeah.
Fine. But why are you jumping behind a tree?
I mean, he also had...
Oh, no. She's on to
me.
Yeah. I mean, he also had binoculars. Right? And he was in the tree?
He was in the tree.
Yeah, I don't know if he was with the robot.
Yeah. It was very bizarre. And when I posted it, people were like, it was one of two things.
I've never seen it. When I saw that, I was like, what?
It was either people saying, that's the cutest thing I've ever seen, which right then, robots will kill us. And number two was, oh, no. No, I don't want that. No.
That was my second reaction as well. Yeah.
Yeah. It was very bizarre.
But I do like the guy following 100 yards behind.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
He literally jumped behind a tree, it was the greatest moment of my life.
Why can't he just deliver the food?
Their whole thing is it's going to be good for congested areas. I did read an article about it, which I thought, okay, this is actually smart. For areas that are super congested by the restaurant, there's no parking, there's no nothing.
Right.
That robot can pick up the food, then meet a driver at an area that isn't as congested. So that kind of made sense. It'll save time that way.
But now you're adding a whole second step.
I know. It freaked me out.
Did you tip the dude in the tree?
No. No, he wouldn't come down from the tree at that point. It was just weird. The whole thing was weird.
I didn't know it was also unsettling. A dating app.
I mean, he's still in the tree. I'm like, I'll be back around 11.
Cool. It's Kevin in the morning. It's Allie. It's Jensen. Mm-hmm. We're all going to be hanging out this weekend, you guys.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why do we start arguing about stuff like this? We had the soft off.
Yeah, soft off.
Last week.
We've had a lot of things where we question whether someone's statement is true. And someone said they were the best at ping pong. I think maybe, it sounds like a Dave statement.
It's a Dave
on
thing.
Brand.
Sure.
And I immediately thought to myself, again, I think this guy, concrete hands over here. Mm-hmm. I think he doesn't know what he's talking about. And then we start questioning who's the best at ping pong. And now we have a ping pong event.
Is it a ping pong event or is it just a happy hour?
It's a happy hour
with ping pong.
Okay.
It's a little of both.
Ping pong is always made better with cocktails. I've said that for years.
And that's true. It's not
everything
wrong.
Is better with cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be at the Slide Bar in Fullerton.
Surgeries.
I mean, that's a good exception.
I don't think that's right.
Okay.
That's a good exception.
I don't think that's true at all.
Slide Bar.
Slide bar.
Me more about this event.
In Fullerton this Saturday from 5 to 7.
Okay.
It's happy hour. We're just going to go there. We're going to have a little ping pong tournament. We're going to have a little drink.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe more than one.
Okay.
You know.
Did you know it has an after party as well? I just wanted you guys to know.
No, I didn't have
it. What does that mean?
The after party is there's
good, a... Good, because we're done at 7. That makes no sense to me.
There's a Cure cover band that comes on after us.
Okay.
Called The Curse.
Love it.
Which is
love it.
When you just add a letter to become a tribute band, I'm super into you. But yeah, it's in Fullerton, man. We're walking right in. We're going to this place. We're having fun.
You were going to say, I'm walking there. I'm like, start now.
Why would you walk there?
What are you doing? Excellent. So do people need to, like, win tickets in? Like, how are we doing it?
It's just free to show up.
Well, this seems too easy.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah, just come hang out with us.
We didn't really think it through.
All right.
And we don't do this a lot. This is not a common thing for us. So.
I commented underneath our Instagram post, at Kevin Mornings. I said beer pong, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Sidebar
perfect sense.
Sidebar wrote back, tomato, tomato. You're right. You're right, Sidebar. You are correct.
I am nervous about the paddle, the grip, messing with my hands.
You can wear gloves.
Oh, great idea.
What if he wears so fingerless gloves?
I might have to wear fingerless gloves.
That would be awesome.
Just to
make
sure.
They have to be white.
Yeah, have to be white
just
gloves.
To make sure. White leather. Yeah. Ew.
Like a racer.
And white leather pants. They need to match.
What's up, ladies? Who wants to play ping pong?
All right. Well, so that is next Saturday.
This coming, yeah.
This coming Saturday, yeah.
This coming Saturday at 5
to
o'clock.
7. Mm-hmm.
At the slide bar.
Slide bar.
So I showed up for the HD Radio Sound Space Friday.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And fully expecting it to not be ready.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Because I had seen it very recently, and it was a disaster zone.
Yes.
You just don't believe like I did.
I'm sorry?
You just didn't believe.
No, she turned when she realized our bosses might be listening. She started saying, for sure, this is going to come together.
We've got to have faith, you guys. They've never let us down before.
But you weren't walking around in that room where it was like,
I was not.
Oh my God, this is literally going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
And it wasn't necessarily filled with things.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Furniture.
Okay.
Anything except for the stage.
Okay.
It was a pretty empty room.
What did you need for Coldplay? The stage.
Their stage.
There you go.
And they did build it out about twice as far as the normal stage is going to be. And they put a bunch of lights up there and it looked beautiful.
It did. It looked nice on video at least.
And it worked.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It looked wonderful on video.
And I have something for you guys. Hold on.
Oh my God. I'm getting one. The absolute joy.
Wow.
Kevin just handed me an actual love pin.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I want everyone to know that the joke that was said over and over again that Chris Martin was going to bring buttons that say love on them was true. And he brought them and he handed them out. And everyone who worked at the show got one. And I heard a lot of fans got them, as I promised.
Yep.
I got the OG love one from Chris Martin himself that is an actual pin.
Oh, I see.
These are extremely special. They've got magnets on them. So he has upgraded in the past 4 years.
Not actually a pin. It does have a backing
like
an earring or a magnet.
Yeah. How do magnets work?
It took me a minute to figure it out because I was, what?
No, it's saying clown posse. Okay, all right. So he did, what I want everyone to know is that I was right and that he did have pins and he was giving them out.
Yes.
Wow.
And they seem, don't they seem like way
They're
more expensive?
They're substantial pins. Yeah, he has really upgraded. Yeah.
With the magnet
so what do you guys
thing?
Think his thing is with these?
He likes pins?
I think so, but he likes when people leave and have like...
Would you want to trade? Because you have a red one. I have a green one, and my actual other one is green.
I have a purple one as well, if you'd like to throw that into the mix.
Oh, I'll take purple.
Okay, right. I just got really asked out of that.
Oh, I would actually rather have red, but I didn't want to take it
I have another red as well. I have nothing but buttons.
How many buttons do you have?
I took them all. There was none for the listeners.
What is that? Kevin leaving with a hefty bag filled of Chris Martin pins.
Oh, the people I work with are going to love these. They're buttons.
Who has a love pin?
I was so
all of them.
I was sort of surprised that they were there, only because
amazing.
We've met him before. He doesn't always hand out.
I've heard he hands them out all the time.
He does now.
It's not a terrible thing. I once met who was it? Muhammad Ali? I think I met Muhammad Ali at an airport.
Who doesn't remember meeting Muhammad Ali?
Was it Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
That's the thing. I think I have the same story about Kareem.
Kareem hands out the card.
Cards.
That says,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so does Muhammad Ali.
Okay.
And it basically on the back says, I'm sorry I don't have enough time to stop for everyone, but your allegiance and your the love you have for me has meant a lot, and it's made me a champion, and blah, blah, blah. And then it says, here's my signature, and it's signed.
And this card shows people.
I think this is Chris Martin's version of that, which is like everyone who meets him gets a pin and gets to go back. And almost like excitedly, Chris Martin gave me this pin, and it takes him 2 seconds, and they're like 3 cents each, and kids in China lose their arm making them.
But honestly, of all people, Chris Martin would then take the time to like help them move.
Right.
And then, do you need a ride from the airport? I got you.
Cut their parents' hair. Yeah,
yes.
Just do anything he can to help out. But we all have the pin now.
How about that?
Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome. I'm happy to bring it to you.
Thank you.
Two quick stories over the weekend for sports. Mm-hmm. 49ers Chiefs.
Yeah, which
could
I
be the
think,
Super Bowl.
I know that the ratings were down this last week for those teams, but I do think that this is the best case scenario.
I do too.
There are two teams who from the beginning of the season, you were like, these seem like Super Bowl champs, other than the Ravens really being the other team. But these were the powerhouses all season.
Agreed.
And Mahomes is awesome. I've never felt so kind of like, what a nice guy, I keep thinking every time he's interviewed.
And
so,
Jimmy G is so handsome.
And he's a very attractive man.
And if they just keep him not throwing like a quarterback does. I mean, what is happening?
I don't know.
Yeah,
they're just like, he makes a lot of mistakes, but he's super hot. So let's make this a run game.
Just hand it off. That's all you need to do.
The players still want to look at him. But this was the game, because I really don't watch much football all season. And then I always appreciate the Super Bowl. It's the big bells and whistles.
I am most happy for Eric Stonestreet, who's one of the biggest Chiefs fans ever.
Rob Riggle.
Rob Riggle. Mm-hmm. And Paul Rudd. I mean, no one wants to see Paul Rudd sad. And I think we can all agree on that.
You know who was a Titans fan?
Reese Witherspoon.
And I'm happy she's sad.
Why?
I mean, it's Reese Witherspoon.
That's awful.
Come on. She deserves a little sadness.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. We've got great news coming up just after the top of the hour. And also, in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to ask the question, what's wrong with Haroldine?
Yeah, a lot of questions.
Seems to be
I feel like we ask that a lot. But she, in her defense, she's quick to say her opinions, and I like that.
Yeah.
She stands by him.
She does stand by him.
Yep.
First, Allie is here. What's happening?
Kevin, you have a real issue with friends, because then as soon as somebody mentions a friend story, it's the, are they getting back together? Is the reunion happening?
Look,
and
yes.
It gets to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I thought Friends was good.
It was fine, yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah.
But Seinfeld, to me, was even better.
Absolutely.
But there's been a story in the news or on the tabloids or in the newspapers every single day since Friends.
I don't understand that. Yeah. Well, now your annoyance with Friends has turned into my annoyance with this Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt thing.
Ugh.
Like, every time they're within a mile of each other, it's, oh, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston cross this street 2 days separately, but they were still in the same area.
Well, this is something that they have been trying to get to happen for a decade of
and
getting them on
they,
the same red carpet.
Lonely, sad people sitting at home
no,
on
no,
their
I'm
computer.
No, I'm saying even award shows. Award shows have been trying to get them to come to, like, this has been a red carpet moment that many, many award shows have tried to replicate. But because now Jennifer Aniston was nominated and so was Brad Pitt, it's hard to not have happen.
So we saw it at the Golden Globes. Mm-hmm. That was the first time that we really saw it. Whenever Brad Pitt was anywhere, they'd pan to Jennifer Aniston. Mm-hmm. Now at the SAG Awards, Jennifer Aniston won for Morning Show.
I'm screaming.
And of course, they're like, oh, pan to Brad. We got to do it. And there was a picture where they met backstage or something, and she was walking away, and he grabbed her hand, and then it was just, oh, what does this mean?
Oh, my God.
People losing their minds. Mm-hmm. One person on Twitter, Brad gazing at Jen just made my day, my month, my year. Another, I live for Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston being this extra supportive to each other. No. Like, get it.
Stop it.
Get a life, you guys. Come on.
It does seem weird.
It is strange.
How invested people are.
Yes.
Well, considering that she was cheated on, people are like, get back together. It's like, I think you have a little bit to work on.
Yeah. You had some questions.
Well, yes. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I want to think that she went home and never thought about it and was like, whatever, and then saw the press and she was like, this is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But does Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt, are they Hollywood robots? And do they think that getting back together will be like the massive Elizabeth Taylor kind of story from our, you know, parents' generation? Like, do they see themselves as this Hollywood rock couple that's going to get back together?
Do either of them need that, though?
No, I think they're both way famous enough
on
their own.
I do, too.
And I think that Jennifer Aniston has goodwill because a lot of people believe she wouldn't go back.
That was the hope. I think my hope as well.
He broke her heart. He cheated on her. Why would she ever want to go back?
I agree. And Angelina Jolie's story is even weirder, even though obviously there's a lot of like ambiguous, like, wow, that seems like they're still fully not divorced and it's a big problem. But remember, he was like turned in by people on a private plane for being aggressive to kids. It's like a kind of a messed up story. And people are like, go Brad Pitt! And I'm like, well, that seems...
Mm.
Listen, everyone deserves redemption and stuff, but like, we don't have to force some woman into a relationship she doesn't want to be in.
No.
But anyway, the world seems.
But also,
to want
how invested can you be in them as a couple?
It
that's so bizarre.
People are very invested.
That's so bizarre to me.
Yeah, I just think he looks too tan right now. That's my concern.
People, by the way, as someone who has very soft hands, the softest on the show, people were very impressed with his hands.
What are you talking about?
What are you even saying? Are you on handball?
Yes. We all meet on a message board and we talk about people's hands. But for reals, on Twitter, people were like, look at Brad Pitt's hands.
No one put that on Twitter. That's a lie.
No.
I'm telling you, they did. Hold on. Brad Pitt.
You on hand Twitter? Like, what is wrong with you, Jensen?
I am hand Twitter. I'm the hand Twitter guy. I'm telling you right now. People, I'm trying to find a good one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or are you just wading through all of them?
There's so
find
many.
The best?
How do you pick?
I just searched Brad Pitt hands.
And nothing's coming up?
No, there's some.
Read one.
Well, I'm trying to find.
Just
like,
read one.
Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, hold hands at SAG Awards.
Okay,
problem
that's
is I'm
not
getting
it.
I'm getting hold hands.
I see.
By the way, they weren't even holding hands. That was like.
No, he was grabbing.
He was grabbing, yeah. That's not called hold hands.
Oh, good Lord. Of course, another story. Fans are here for that reunion between Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. And it seems like her best friend, Courtney Cox, is too. Because she liked one of the pictures of them together.
See, man?
Good Lord.
It's happening, I'm telling you.
Mind your business,
it's
people.
It's not happening.
What would happen,
if
though?
She if just people... liked a picture. Yeah. She could be friends with either of them. It makes
oh
no
my God.
Sense.
Either of them, both guys, of them. Who cares?
You guys, I just searched Brad Pitt baby hands. I thought that would be
oh,
a good one.
My
the
God.
First tweet is from Ali Siegel, friend of the show, and it just says, Brad Pitt has gorgeous baby smooth hands, and then something inappropriate.
I can't. Listen, here's the thing. If you want to get back together and you feel like that's going to benefit both of you spiritually, sexually, whatever, do it. If you don't. It's none of my business. It never will be my business.
Don't really care.
Sad I had
don't
to
mean
bring
to be,
up this story.
Don't mean to be mean about it, but don't care. I just want him to be happy. Fine.
I want Jennifer to be happy.
Sure.
We all want her to be happy.
That's it. And I want a second season of Morning Show sooner than later.
Well, that'll
and if he
sure.
gets in the
and
way
and
of
I want
that,
a friend's reunion!
Oh, wow. Woo! Turn him right around, you guys. Turn him right around. Some birthdays for you. Emma Bunton. She is Baby Spice. Billy Ocean. He's a singer. Not a lot of birthdays is what I'm getting at. Gina Davis and Jonathan Quick. And that's what's happening.
What's up with Haroldine? Mm-hmm. It's coming up in a little bit. But first, usually Mondays, but this is the Monday for this week. We do great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. But we'll try to make that feeling go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news! I will start with a story that might be a little bit old, but it's the first time that I've seen it, and they just put video up. In 2012, a pregnant woman arrived in Fort Worth, Texas from Sudan. She had two daughters, and she was pregnant. And her husband was in a camp, a refugee camp. And he just figured out a way to get them out of the way, get them to the United States, and a church there named the Village Church adopted them. A couple of women picked them up and sort of taught them how to work into society. And then they were trying desperately to get the husband to come here and meet them. Mm-hmm. But it was very difficult because he was stuck in a refugee camp in Egypt. And all of the agencies concerned were saying he's a single man from Sudan. The demographic doesn't get picked for resettlement in the United States. It's just not a priority. So every single step of the way, they were told it's going to be a miracle. If it happens, it's going to be a miracle. He just assumed he would never see his family again. That just was his lot in life. And so, but they kept trying and they kept trying. And there was a woman named Molly and a woman named Mary. And they did everything they could from the church to help. They met with social workers. They called congressmen and congresswomen. They spoke with immigration attorneys. They submitted paperwork and then resubmitted paperwork. It's just been this constant battle of trying desperately just to get this man reunited with his family. And the video that I just posted on my Instagram at The Kevin Ryder is so crazy, like, heartbreaking because you see them heartbreaking and beautiful. You see them in the airport. They one of the kids has never met his dad because it's been 4 years and he's 3 years old. Yeah. And so the mom and the kids are waiting and he gets off an airplane and watching him, his kids run past security to him. Aww. And right there, I'm like, red flag, man. What's TSA doing? He starts hugging them and then he walks over and he starts hugging his wife for 40 seconds, just couldn't let go, and then just literally falls to the ground on his knees.
Is he okay? Is he all right?
It's not a negative. No.
Okay.
He's just so overwhelmed. You thought he had a heart attack.
Well, I don't know. I just thought it sounds very stressful. I was nervous for him.
That would be a real roller coaster. It's like the end.
It's not great news at all.
And he's dead.
No, but imagine.
He's happy for a minute.
Imagine that.
It's a great minute.
Imagine that your wife and your.
No, it's awful.
Kids are separated from you, and you believe 100% you'll
never
see them.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that must be like.
Yeah.
So he was just so overcome with emotion and just fell to his knees and he started praying. And the church that did it was the Village Church in Fort Worth. And I think they deserve some credit because that's an amazing thing to actually be able to pull off. Not just try, but actually make it happen.
Yeah, it's great.
And that's my great news.
Allie?
I was going to go.
Oh, I think
you said
I should go.
Yours
mine's,
was,
mine's not. I mean, mine's.
You said yours wasn't great.
All
that's
right,
why
go
you
ahead.
Save it to the end.
Go ahead. Mine, listen, I just know.
We should have had this conversation off the
end. Mine's,
we
not,
did.
About, mine's not about a guy just like, you know, falling to his knees.
Why don't you go ahead?
All right, thank you. Petersfield Bookshop in England has been around for 100
Sucks.
Years. It does. I already feel like this is behind the eight ball. It's a bookshop. It's been around 100 years.
Great news for suckers.
I like books.
We're
going to
be
okay.
shouting sucks during
this
great
is,
news.
This is true bullying. It's one of those places where you pass as a type of charm that's sort of missing out from these large, you know, Starbucks shopping malls.
I don't even know what you're talking about now.
What
all right.
are we saying?
I don't know.
Guys, it's a bookstore.
A bookstore.
It's been
okay.
around
all right.
100
oh,
years.
Oh, but it's not like a Barnes & Noble.
That's what I'm saying.
So
it's an independent, family-owned bookstore.
Right.
Well, the shop tweeted out the other day that it had a quote-unquote tumbleweed day, meaning it was the first time in its history that they had not made a single sale or anyone walked into the bookstore. At the end of a somewhat sad tweet, they wrote, "We know it's miserable out there, but if you'd like to come by and help us out, please find our offering below, all at 25% off at the moment." And it was pictures of their shelves and certain books. And it was then that the shop's manager, John Westwood, saw major activity on a Twitter account that normally is just as slow as the shop. It's been retweeted now almost 10,000 times, including author Neil Gaiman, and he's been overwhelmed by the response, admitting that Amazon hit them extremely hard when they opened, and he needed to sell his own flat to keep the shop, and now he sleeps on a wow. camp bed inside of the bookstore. But he's gotten over 100 orders since the tweet and 300 messages, and he said that he had originally taken the shop over from his father, and even though he knows the book industry is not a business that will make him rich, he feels that nothing beats going into a bookstore and seeing them and touching the books and smelling them, and it's a very special place.
That's what the guy from You says.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. And he's a murderer, so maybe don't send the money. Anyway, so now he's feverishly trying to keep up with the orders, and he says that he's always had bigger plans for the shop, but obviously it's never coming through because not a lot of people are coming by. But now with this attention on his bookstore, he hopes that he can jump into the first step. And it's true, independent bookstores are awesome, and they're great, and they're near you.
And they're going away quickly.
And they're going away quickly. And also on top of that, as someone, like authors know, right, bookstores, independent bookstore sales mean more than the sales that do at the Amazon and stuff. So if you're trying to support authors and get them on bestseller lists, independent stores are the way to buy them.
But we all agree reading is for losers.
Right. Reading is purely for losers.
Okay.
And now to a story that's better than mine. But in the meanwhile, that was my great news!
My great news is one that was tweeted to me numerous times over the weekend, and I had retweeted it. It's from a gentleman named Muhammad Leela. And he starts off this thread and says, "Something amazing just happened."
Sucks.
And it didn't make a single headline. It happened in a place you've probably never been to a family you've never met, but it's the best story you'll read. Here's a thread. Hint, it involves sports, refugees, and what it means to be Canadian. And it's a story about this little boy named Yamin, who's in third grade. And he's just like every other kid, except his family are all Syrian refugees, and a lot like the story that Kevin talked about. His father isn't here. His mother's there. His brothers and sisters are here. And this is a story about when refugees come to Canada, it's usually a happy time. Your plane touches down to a new life, a new beginning. But when his family arrived, it was bittersweet because their father never made it out of Syria. But this is a story about what it means to be a family and a community. And this little boy, they settle into a province called, I think it's Newfoundland, but it's spelled Newfoundland. I'm not sure. They got hammered by snow. I know that. I saw all those pictures over the weekend. And it's about neighbors that welcome this family with open arms. And in his class, a lot of the kids played hockey. And he was like, "I want to play hockey. I don't have any of the equipment, but I want to do it." People found out about it, and it got to the point where every day he would come home and there were skates, there were sticks, there were all sorts of equipment for this boy. And one of the neighbors even took him to a store where he was able to pick out his stuff, and the store made sure that he could do it at cost.
Wow.
Unbelievable. This whole message, the guy includes pictures in this thread. The little boy is so adorable. He walks into the store and just shakes everyone in the store's hand and just is so thrilled by the whole thing. And it's a story about how It's more than just a sport. And he says, at its best, it can unite us. You'll see Canadians from all backgrounds playing it everywhere. Streets, hallways, frozen ponds, you name it. Even as kids, we played when it was so dark outside we couldn't see the puck anymore. But when you're an immigrant, the easiest thing in the world is to feel left out. Your food is different. Your accent is different. Maybe your clothes are different. And when your parents are struggling to pay the rent, you're not going to have a luxury like being able to play a sport. He said, when you're a kid, you don't care about any of that. All you want is to fit in, and it hurts like hell when you don't. It can be the worst feeling in the world, and that's exactly why this story is so incredible. And he says, Canada isn't perfect, but it can still be a place where ordinary people come together to tell a refugee family that we care, that his mom didn't have to go it alone, and that they belong. It was a big, gigantic Canadian, we got you, all without having to say a single word. And it's beautiful. I didn't even do this thread justice at all because it's so beautiful the way that this man writes it, the pictures that he includes. And when you see this little angel boy's face, just so thrilled that he's going to be able to fit in any way in his new home. It's beautiful. And that's why it's my great news. Suck it, books.
Jensen's mom, Haroldine, is up next.
Got stuff to answer.
What's wrong with Haroldine?
Yeah.
We're going to ask in a second.
I mean, that is weird coming from a guy who doesn't know how to use chopsticks, but sure.
Listen, I didn't know how to use chopsticks before I went to dinner with Muggs and Christine.
You learned something from Muggs and Christine?
Muggs is a mentor in a lot of ways.
Yeah, correct. Thank you, Allie.
We don't talk about it enough. Mm-hmm.
So we went to, what's the name? Katsuya?
Katsuya.
I just looked over at Muggs and he was just mouth breathing.
Yep. That's what I do.
So this is a real thing. Like, I'm pretty coordinated.
I am.
Okay.
Says the guy who fell on his face running upstairs with his hands in his pockets.
Yeah, but that's because I was... I had a few.
Right.
Okay.
So you're sober coordinated.
I'm decently coordinated in life.
Yeah. Mm. You played sports growing up.
Yes. I had a very small high school, so I played all of them, and I was good.
Meaning you make the team no matter...
If you're a warm body, you're on the team. But
well, not selling this.
No, but I'm saying I'm coordinated enough that I should be able to use chopsticks.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I told a story about going out with my daughter and just complete fail. So then Muggs is like, let me show you how to do chopsticks.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, and the only way I was out of my element is normally at a sushi restaurant, I just put my mouth to the plate and...
Wow. Didn't need it.
Much like how you do cocaine.
So Muggs starts showing me that he tells me that it's you're supposed to use your left hand, your off hand.
Your less dominant hand.
Why would you say that? Because
he was messing with me.
Oh, okay, good.
And Muggs.
Right at the beginning with my left hand, I got the sushi and I put it in my mouth and celebrated like I'm the greatest, I'm the champion of the world.
Like,
so you thought there was something to it.
Yes.
The technique was wonky, but he got it done.
Okay.
Even with his offhand.
Yes.
With my offhand.
It was impressive.
And then he said, no, I'm just messing with you. It's your right hand. And I tried that, and it was a disaster.
Could you have been a lefty your whole life, and now you're just learning it?
No.
Okay.
Did you try it with the kids' chopsticks that are attached
at the end,
to the top?
Okay. At the end, I did, and still was unable to.
I think that was, like, worse.
Really?
Yeah.
There was certain food. Sushi's tough to handle. And Muggs is like, oh, yeah, I can do it easy. It's no problem. It's chopsticks. And Christine, she can eat a piece of rice with them.
Yeah.
One piece.
That seems racist.
She can.
No.
She was showing me, like, watch this. I was like, oh, come on now. You're just showing off.
But it's racist. She's
if you go to at Kevin Mornings on Instagram, you could see a time-lapse video of Kevin working on one item while I'm just, like, going to town.
Inhaling.
Just boom, 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 one after the other.
And it was probably 60 seconds sped up. Like, I was legit trying to get one piece
of sushi.
Yes.
So was it enjoyable for you? I mean, is it enjoyable?
No.
Right.
But I learned, and I got better at it.
Okay.
So then, last night, I went out with my daughter, and I went to sushi, and I was going to show her exactly what's up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And it was a disaster.
Oh, no. Again.
No.
It was like we almost had to move tables.
What happened to the training that I instilled in you?
This is like if Danielson lost in the final match.
Didn't lose in the final match, but like got knocked out with the first punch.
Right, right.
It was ridiculous.
Like you're wow. like it's getting chopped in half. It's not sticking yes, around.
Yes, and it's
falling.
All over the floor, and it's all over the table.
Oh, no.
And she's like, just get a fork.
Right.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I guess. But I'm blaming all this on Muggs, right?
How are you blaming on me?
You're my instructor.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not necessarily the instructor. It is more the student.
Oh, the students! The students being blamed.
Yes.
All right.
So you left there thinking this man knows how to use chopsticks?
I mean, I was confident. Yeah.
It's not good to regress after you just had a lesson. I mean, I feel like that's a problem.
So disaster, lesson.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Bigger disaster.
Yeah, that doesn't seem good.
It's not good?
No.
You felt you were worse with your daughter?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Well, because I was trying harder to like impress her.
Yeah.
And she was super annoyed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just like, just get a fork. They have them for people. Just ask for one.
Mm-hmm.
It is good that Muggs isn't having to instill life lessons in like a little human or anything.
No, yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. It would be terrible if he was like a dad. And
right?
That stuff.
That'd be rough.
What a disaster that would be.
Guys, I have a 3-year-old.
Oh, no.
Aww.
Oh, God.
Coming up later this morning, Mick Foley joins us.
All right.
Studio.
Okay. Wrestler, comedian.
Very excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Jensen, let's talk about your mom, shall we?
Yeah. We have talked about in the past, what is up with Haroldine? What has she done with me? What did she teach me as a child? What has affected me as an adult? And this one is very high.
What's up with Haroldine?
What's up with Haroldine? What's up with Haroldine? It's suddenly my mother pants making Jensen go on rants. What's up with Haroldine?
Oh, Muggs.
I wish I was an orphan after that song.
Listen, couldn't he pick any key he wanted?
I mean, he did. He technically did pick any key he wanted.
He did, but
he did do that.
Couldn't hit any of the notes.
None.
I mean, it wasn't great.
No. My mom is on the phone.
Oh, my God. That was a horrible introduction.
It was.
Oh, Haroldine.
She already has opinions.
You are not wrong.
So in the past, things that we've talked about with my mom, for example, she taught me not to put hats on a bed or shoes on a counter if it's new and like, you know, a shoebox. Don't do that. She taught me, I mean...
I just interrupt right there and just say, why? Just superstition. And you don't know why?
Yeah, absolutely. Superstition. She admitted that she thought about naming me Thor at a certain point in her life.
Oh, it would have been so great.
She bought me leather pants twice. I mean, she's had very strange things happen, and we've made her accountable for these things.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, when I had a cold, Allie went to hand me a tissue to blow my nose, and I explained that I don't blow my nose, which got the correct response from the room.
It's insanity.
Which is what is going on. And then I realized that, I mean, it almost, like Kaiser Soze, it almost, 1 + 1 = 2 for me. And I remembered that as a child, you taught me not to blow my nose because you said it was bad for me.
Yes. And I was just a messenger. A very, very
good
thing.
I see.
Here she comes.
She's already excusing herself.
Yes. Why was it bad for me to blow my nose?
A very good ENT doctor told me not to blow. People should not blow their nose. That's where they have ear problems.
So I mean, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I've never really had colds in my life, to tell you the truth. I just don't get them. What? But when I have, I remember just dabbing it. And I didn't have gushing out stuff you have to blow, but that was really the doctor's orders.
But when you have a stuffy nose, you don't blow your nose.
I've only had like a stuffy nose twice in my life.
What are you talking about? How is that even possible?
I forgot to tell you guys, Haroldine's also immortal.
I feel like that's the topic now.
Wait,
she feels no human sickness.
Seriously, Jensen. No,
you're not sick much.
But you're exaggerating when you say only twice you've had a stuffy nose.
I don't get colds. Ask Jensen.
Yeah, she doesn't
really
get a lot of colds. And maybe that is one of the reasons in my childhood that it didn't come up to blow my nose is because you really didn't have a stuffy nose much and you wanted me to feel the agony only. But it is weird. Like when you have, like I was trying to explain to them, they're like, well, what do you do when you have a stuffy nose? And I was like, well, I guess I just use a tissue. I don't really blow my nose. I just kind of clear the way.
That just sounds crazy. That's crazy talk.
I mean, I'm sure it does to some people that blow their nose, but for
everyone blows their nose.
It's true that everyone blows their nose, Mom. That is a true statement.
It's like everybody poops.
Same thing. Are you nervous that your ears are going to pop and blow out? Is that what you taught me?
That's what he told us. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he told my whole family.
He's an ear, nose, and throat guy. So to me, he's avoiding the ear issue, but then he's also exacerbating the throat issue
and
because now
issue.
You've got post-nasal drip. So he's just pushing it to a different member of the E, the N, or the T.
Mom, do you think that he was just trying to get us to come back there all the time?
That's
sick?
What I'm thinking. He was big ear, nose, and throat.
He was always thinking of his bottom line.
He just got rid of the nose part and just did the ear and throat.
He also told us don't use medicine, which was a weird... No, I'm kidding. He didn't say that.
Oh, yeah,
he didn't
like that's so far out.
Yeah, he didn't say that.
Like that's so far out.
But you thought that it would pop our ears.
Yeah, he said that it causes ear problems where if you blow it, you know sometimes how your ears pop, he said? Mm-hmm. That's what happens, and it blows a lot of the ears into infections. But I'm going to ask my current ear, nose, and throat doctor the next time I go in. I am.
Because how old was this story?
Well, you know who it was. It was the Beverly Hills
Doctor. Don't say his name, but how long ago? How long ago?
That was probably in the
70s or 80s.
And you just live by that? You haven't ever questioned it?
We don't know if that guy's like out of business or lost his license.
I'm going to ask my ENT doctor next time I go. Yeah. I am.
I think that if you blow your nose too hard, that stuff can happen. You can get an infection in your ear. You can break blood vessels.
Sure.
But for the most part, everyone else just blows their nose and they're good.
Yeah, I think
it's about your day.
Mostly fine, Mom.
It's probably the pressure of blowing your nose that what he was probably meaning. I have no idea, but I think you're right. People that blow their nose, you know, like that.
It wasn't like you were like, don't blow your nose too hard. You were like, don't blow your nose at all.
Yeah, because I wanted to save your ears. You were my only child.
Right.
God, you guys save so much on tissue, too. There were no hankies in the house, nothing.
We were allowed nothing.
Hankies.
Yeah,
not even
napkins. We had to eat.
Hankies are a whole different.
Oh, they're disgusting.
Area.
People with hankies are
right?
disgusting.
Those people are ridiculous. Let's talk about the fact that you've only had a stuffy nose twice in your life. That's not possible.
I am serious. You ask Jensen, I don't get colds. I don't.
Yeah, but don't get colds means you get one every 2 or 3 years.
No.
It doesn't mean in your life.
What happens when you start to feel like a tickle in your throat or something?
I cough.
Oh, ear, nose, and throat guy didn't tell you not
right?
to cough, did he?
I guess we've learned one thing is that my mother is completely able
Insane.
To fight everything sick-wise.
Yeah.
She never gets sick. She never blows her nose.
Maybe
Wait a second.
She's on to something.
But I do have to say something. I never get sick, but I've had a lot of surgeries in my life.
What?
This took a turn.
Wait, not like plastic surgeries. You're saying like
no,
you've... Okay.
No. I've had actual surgeries, not that... Are not there have to be.
She's
They're
saying
not,
like, she's,
but you heal instantly, right? There's no there's
and
no
also
amount
those,
of time.
Those titanium claws you have, or whatever. I mean, and all that facial hair.
What's up with hair, Robin?
6.7 K Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen at 8:10. In the next hour, we're going to need your help with insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
All three of us have it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people do.
I don't have it.
Oh, you don't think you do?
Oh, no.
Oh,
absolutely
okay.
not.
I feel I've defeated it. So really, it's just
what?
You. Yeah, it's just you.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All yeah, right. I just...
I'm going to need your help in the next hour. Who knew?
I just sometimes stay up and can't fall asleep, but it's not chronic at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I suffered from it for most of my life.
And then I
feel like I've... taking it over you.
How have you?
Well, maybe you
well,
could
we'll
be the
yeah,
one
why don't you just
Kevin.
Tell me about that.
Well, I mean,
you don't need to do a segment on it. You could have like let him
listen.
Know before this whole long weekend.
Obsessive compulsive disorder meds aren't necessarily something I can suggest
to
you.
Okay.
But I do
so
have some. Yeah, big time.
Okay.
I do have some theories I could go with for
okay.
you. But I think
right.
I'd love to hear what the listeners do as well.
Yeah.
It would help. It would help anyone.
So that's coming up in the next hour. First, Allie's here. About 10 minutes till the top of each hour with what's happening.
Guys, Madonna cancels another show, this time with only 45 minutes notice to fans.
No!
She was set to perform at a theater in Portugal on Sunday, and fans got an email saying she wouldn't
wow.
show. I feel like there's probably a better way, but... Yeah, an email. Wouldn't most people be there or en route?
Also, yes. And don't you think performers would have like a certain time limit that they would at least give a heads up to everyone? Like 6 hours. You know what I mean? Like,
Morrissey let us know like 2 hours ahead of time that one acoustic Christmas.
That one time, yeah.
So that was nice.
Although it wasn't a surprise.
No, we were all betting on it. But it's the 8th show that she's canceled on her tour, including one last October, which she nixed for a knee injury. And then late last year, she blamed some indescribable pain for scrapping a gig in Miami, saying she feared, quote, irreversible damage if she performed. So not great.
No.
I mean, 8 shows on a tour is a lot to cancel.
Yeah.
She is a criminal.
I don't know.
Sure, we're going that far.
Stealing hearts, maybe. I don't know. That's crazy. Biggie going into the Rock Hall of Fame, and both P. Diddy and Faith Evans are planning to be front and center when Notorious B.I.G. is inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That will air May 2nd from Cleveland. No word yet on who is going to honor Biggie, if Diddy is going to be doing the speech beforehand, if he will perform, if Faith will perform. But Faith says she's ecstatic about her late ex-husband being honored, or late husband being honored as first ballot inductee. So
I think you'll see a Jay-Z performance.
I think you will see a ton of huge names up there. You've got to. Absolutely. And I think they'd be nuts not to do something like Bad Boys. If they've got to have
Mace and
Diddy and all of those guys up there doing something together.
Biggie Smalls is the illest.
I mean, that woman could go and do something. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that tribute for sure. And Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. And 9 Inch Nails. Right?
All good.
All good ones.
All good.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
And that other band that none of us had heard of.
By the way, I saw I saw so many people being like, who's Tarmac? That was like the big thing on Twitter.
The name wasn't even Tarmac.
No,
by the way.
I can't remember. But I will say, we weren't the only ones.
No. However, you guys also weren't the one that got ripped a new one from a listener that called me a moron, he can't believe I have a job doing this, blah, blah, blah. And I inquired, hey, did you write that to the two guys on the show that also had
no idea who this man was?
Yeah. And he wouldn't answer. And he responded with more awful stuff. So I said, again, I just want
to
know, did you email them?
And you know the answer to that.
I know the answer because I knew it before I even asked the two of you.
Yeah.
You're like, no, didn't hear from him. Oh, his email is I hate women, especially Allie at Gmail.
It's a long address.
It was weird.
But yeah, I mean, listen, we admitted we didn't know him, that we should have known him.
And we should have known. If they're going to the Hall of Fame, we felt like idiots for not knowing him.
Yeah.
Then we looked into him, and then we were like, why?
It's T-Rex.
T-Rex.
Right.
What did you say?
Tarmac. Better band. Better band name.
I love Tarmac. I hope they're first ballot next year. Who knows? Guys, veganism. It's what's for dinner. So on Sunday...
Is that an ad?
No. The SAG Awards served a vegan menu following in the Golden Globes and Critics' Choice Awards footsteps. And some members of Hollywood are all for it, like Joaquin Phoenix, who praised the organizations for connecting climate change and animal agriculture. He said, during a speech, he said, first, I'd like to thank the awards for going plant-based and trying to offset our carbon footprint. It's really an amazing message. Someone who didn't so much love the food as much as a Joaquin was Alex Borstein.
Oh.
Borstein, who said, in the words of John Merrick, I am not a rabbit, as she posted a picture of her plate.
Beat it.
I just thought that was funny. So people started commenting on the picture, and they're like, we hope that's an appetizer. Another person said, I get the whole plant-based healthy diet thing, but give people a choice to eat crap.
Right? Well, that's what America is based on.
I do wonder, though, with every event that you go to, there's always a vegetarian option.
Options,
and now there is a vegan option.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be a meat option? Like, do you say at a place, like, do you have a meat option? Is that going to be the new question?
That's a great question. I don't know.
I smell like beef, of course.
Thank you, young lady. Later, after celebrating the SAG Award for Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Comedy Series, Alex returned home and deep-fried some quesadillas that she shared on social media. That sounds good. I've never deep-fried a quesadilla.
Sounds good to me.
It does sound good.
And late night? Like, what's better than a quesadilla except a deep-fried quesadilla?
I'll have to try that.
It's like a state fair in her house.
It is. She then deep-fried some Oreos
and a
shoe.
Yeah.
None of that is true.
Do you have chicken finger?
I do not. Guys, Kelly Ripa has revealed that she quit drinking when Ryan Seacrest came aboard Live with Kelly and Ryan.
What?
Which most people might do the opposite.
Yeah.
She said, I started the show and she, or Ryan Seacrest said, I started the show, she quit drinking. This was during a discussion on alcohol habits and that people were purchasing less wine overall in 2019. So Kelly Ripa joked that I've influenced the market. I'm not saying I've driven people out. I'm saying I stopped buying wine and now there's a 25% dip. She didn't go on to say why she stopped drinking, but just an interesting little tidbit there on Kelly and Ryan.
Usually somebody who loves wine never gives that up.
Right.
Unless there's a huge problem.
Yeah.
And we haven't heard anything about that. Odd.
Interesting.
T-Rex, huh?
Tarmac.
Tarmac.
Should have known him.
I wonder if she wears those, used to wear those t-shirts, like, mommy juice.
Oh, yeah.
It's wine time. That is such a weird
brand.
It's
the worst. It is the worst brand. And they sell them at Target and stuff. They're like, I hate it. Mommy needs wine or whatever.
Yeah. Mommy doesn't need wine. Like, you want some wine, that's fine. Have a glass of wine, but you don't need it in lieu of raising your kids.
Like, it's a weird brand.
It is. Mommy's an alcoholic. Mommy juice. It's weird.
It's a weird brand.
Just sneak it in the pantry like my mom
everybody
did.
Everybody else, right?
Hide in the bathroom and ferment your own alcohol like my mom did.
Thank you. Drink from the toilet like prison wine like my mom did.
And have an affair with a man you talk to through the toilet like my parents.
Thank you.
God. And shank a man if he gets in the way like my dad did.
That is such a just small amount of people that will understand the affair through the toilet thing.
People should know that, but when you're in jail,
the one or two people are dying right now.
You can talk through the toilet pipes.
And people have relationships through yelling through the toilet. That is a real thing.
It's a real thing. Jensen knows from all his time in San Quentin.
It's a teachable show, which is something I've always told people. Like, yeah, you listen to us, sometimes you'll laugh, but mostly you learn.
Is it a toilet baby? No, it's
not
a baby.
Again,
they just start the relationship that
they
way.
They start it. They're not doing it through the toilet.
Right.
Wait, can you?
Oh, no.
That's a different show.
Okay.
That's gross.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, okay. That's where I draw the line.
<it. laughs> See, okay.
Jonathan Quick, Emma Bunton, Billy Ocean, and Gina Davis all celebrating a birthday today, and that's what's happening.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen on K-Rock, LANOC's alternative rock.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen at 10 minutes till 8. In the next hour, we're going to need your help with insomnia. All three of us have it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people do.
I don't have it.
Oh, you don't think you do?
Oh, no. Oh, absolutely not.
I feel I've defeated it. So really, it's just
what?
You. Yeah, it's just you.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, I'm
going to need your help in the next hour. Who knew?
I just sometimes stay up and can't fall asleep, but it's not chronic at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I suffered from it for most of my life. I feel like I've taken it over.
How have you?
Well, maybe you could be the one.
Yeah, why don't you just tell me about that?
Well, I mean, we don't need to do a segment on it. You could have let him know before this whole long weekend.
Obsessive compulsive disorder meds aren't necessarily something I can suggest to you.
Okay.
But I do have some. Big time.
Okay.
I do have some theories I could go with for you. But I think I'd love to hear what the listeners do as well.
Yeah.
It would help anyone.
That's coming up in the next hour. First, Allie's here, about 10 minutes till the top of each hour with what's happening.
Guys, Madonna cancels another show, this time with only 45 minutes notice to fans.
No!
She was set to perform at a theater in Portugal on Sunday, and fans got an email saying she wouldn't show. I feel like there's probably a better way, but yeah, an email. Wouldn't most people be there or en route?
Also, yes. And don't you think performers would have like a certain time limit that they would at least give a heads up to everyone?
Like
6 hours. Or, you know what I mean?
Like Morrissey let us know like 2 hours ahead of time that one acoustic Christmas.
That one time, yeah.
So that was nice.
Although it wasn't a surprise.
No, we were all betting on it. But it's the 8th show that she's canceled on her tour, including one last October, which she nixed for a knee injury. And then late last year, she blamed some indescribable pain for scrapping a gig in Miami, saying she feared, quote, irreversible damage if she performed. So not great.
No.
I mean, 8 shows on a tour is a lot to cancel.
Yeah.
She is a criminal.
I don't know.
I'm not sure we're going that far.
Stealing hearts, maybe. I don't know. That's crazy. Biggie going into the Rock Hall of Fame, and both P. Diddy and Faith Evans are planning to be front and center when Notorious B.I.G. is inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That will air May 2nd from Cleveland. No word yet on who is going to honor Biggie, if Diddy is going to be doing the speech beforehand, if he will perform, if Faith will perform. But Faith says she's ecstatic about her late ex-husband being honored, or late husband being honored as first ballot inductee. So
I think you'll see a Jay-Z performance.
I think you will see a ton of huge names up there. You've got to. Absolutely. And I think they'd be nuts not to do something like Bad Boys. If they've got to have
Mace and
Lox. Diddy and all of those guys up there doing something together.
Biggie Smalls is the illest.
I mean, that woman could go and do something. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that tribute for sure. And Depeche Mode. Yeah. Let's be honest. And Nine Inch Nails. Right?
All good.
All good ones.
All good.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
And that other band that none of us had heard of.
By the way, I saw I saw so many people being like, who's Tarmac? That was like the big thing on Twitter.
Name wasn't even Tarmac.
No,
by the way.
I can't remember. But I will say, we weren't the only ones.
No. However, you guys also weren't the one that got ripped a new one from a listener that called me a moron, he can't believe I have a job doing this, blah, blah, blah. And I inquired, hey, did you write that to the two guys on the show that also had
no idea who this man was?
Yeah. And he wouldn't answer. And he responded with more awful stuff. So I said, again, I just want to know, did you email them?
The and you know the answer to
that. I know
that,
the answer because I knew it before I even asked the two of you.
Yeah.
You're like, no, didn't hear from him. Oh, his email is I hate women, especially Allie at Gmail.
It's a long address.
It was weird.
But yeah, I mean, listen, we admitted we didn't know him, that we should have known him.
And we should have known if they're going to the Hall of Fame. We felt like idiots for not knowing him.
Yeah.
Then we looked into him and then we were like, why?
It's T-Rex.
T-Rex. Right. What did you say?
Tarmac. Better band. Better band name.
I love Tarmac. I hope they're first ballot next year. Who knows? Guys, veganism. It's what's for dinner. So on Sunday...
Is that an ad?
No. The SAG Awards served a vegan menu following in the Golden Globes and Critics' Choice Awards footsteps. And some members of Hollywood are all for it, like Joaquin Phoenix, who praised the organizations for connecting climate change and animal agriculture. He said, during a speech, he said, first, I'd like to thank the awards for going plant-based and trying to offset our carbon footprint. It's really an amazing message. Someone who didn't so much love the food as much as a Joaquin was Alex Borstein.
Oh.
Borstein, who said, in the words of John Merrick, I am not a rabbit, as she posted a picture of her plate.
Beat it.
I just thought that was funny. So people started commenting on the picture and they're like, we hope that's an appetizer. Another person said, I get the whole plant-based healthy diet thing, but give people a choice to eat crap.
Right? Well, that's what America is based on.
I do wonder, though, with every event that you go to, there's always a vegetarian option.
Options,
and now there is a vegan option.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be a meat option? Like, do you say at a place, like, do you have a meat option? Is that going to be the new question?
That's a great question. I don't know.
I smell like beef, of course.
Thank you, young lady. Later, after celebrating the SAG Award for Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Comedy Series, Alex returned home and deep-fried some quesadillas that she shared on social media. That sounds good. I've never deep-fried a quesadilla.
Sounds good to me.
It does sound good.
And late night? Like, what's better than a quesadilla except a deep-fried quesadilla?
I'll have to try that.
It's like a state fair in her house.
It is. She then deep-fried some Oreos
and a
shoe.
Yeah.
None of that is true.
Do you have chicken finger?
I do not. Guys, Kelly Ripa has revealed that she quit drinking when Ryan Seacrest came aboard Live with Kelly and Ryan.
What?
Which most people might
make
do
me
the
drink,
opposite.
Yeah.
She said, I started the show and Ryan Seacrest said, I started the show, she quit drinking. This was during a discussion on alcohol habits and that people were purchasing less wine overall in 2019. So Kelly Ripa joked that I've influenced the market. I'm not saying I've driven people out. I'm saying I stopped buying wine and now there's a 25% dip. She didn't go on to say why she stopped drinking, but just an interesting little tidbit there on Kelly and Ryan.
Usually somebody who loves wine never gives that up.
Right.
Unless there's a huge problem.
Yeah.
And we haven't heard anything about that.
Odd. Interesting.
T-Rex, huh?
Tarmac.
Tarmac.
Should have known him.
I wonder if she wears those, used to wear those t-shirts, like, mommy juice.
Oh, yeah.
It's wine time. That is such a weird
brand.
It's
the worst. It is the worst brand. And they sell them at Target and stuff. They're like, I hate it. Mommy needs wine or whatever.
Yeah. Mommy doesn't need wine. Like, you want some wine, that's fine. Have a glass of wine, but you don't need it in lieu of raising your kids.
Like, it's a weird brand.
It is. Mommy's an alcoholic. Mommy juice. It's weird.
It's a weird brand.
I mean, just sneak it in the pantry like my mom
did. Everybody else, right?
Yeah. Hide in the bathroom and ferment your own alcohol like my mom did.
Thank you. Drink from the toilet like prison wine like my mom did.
And have an affair with a man you talk to through the toilet like my parents.
Thank you.
God. And shank a man if he gets in the way like my dad did.
That is such a... Just small amount of people that will understand the affair through the toilet thing.
People should know that, but when you're in jail...
The one or two people are dying right now.
You can talk through the toilet pipes.
And people have relationships through yelling through the toilet. That is a real thing.
It's a real thing. Jensen knows from all his time from San Quentin.
It's a teachable show, which is something I've always told people. Like, yeah, you listen to us, sometimes you'll laugh, but mostly you learn.
Is it a toilet baby? No, it's not a baby. Again, just start the relationship that
way. They start it. They're not doing it through the toilet.
Right.
Wait, can you?
Oh, no.
That's a different show.
Okay.
That's gross.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah. Okay. That's where I draw the line.
Okay.
Jonathan Quick, Emma Bunton, Billy Ocean, and Gina Davis all celebrating a birthday today, and that's what's happening.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen on K-Rock, LANOC's alternative rock.
Mick Foley coming up just after 9 o'clock.
Hardcore legend.
Very excited about that. First, let's talk insomnia.
Okay.
I have it. Yeah. I don't know what to do about it. I've tried a lot of different things.
Right.
Everybody has advice. Everybody has a suggestion of what they can try. Cutting out alcohol, not an option for me. So,
all right, we'll take that out
right
now.
Take that out.
Okay.
So what other kind of things do you have?
Well, I suffered from it for a long time. One of the reasons was I had obsessive thoughts while I was trying to sleep. Took medicine for that, got rid of it. But
because of the side effect of the medicine?
Well, no. I mean, I just don't have,
just didn't have the thoughts.
Repetitive thoughts.
Yeah, keeping you
out. I can go to sleep. But I will tell you that I found a lot of success with melatonin.
Is that right?
Do you take a melatonin, like a chewy? Like a chewable?
Like a chewy?
Huh?
What the hell?
You know.
You take a chewy?
Like a chewy
You know what?
Melatonin.
The truth of the matter is that I've taken that before and I didn't really feel like it helped a whole lot, so I left it in the past.
Okay.
I haven't tried it in a while.
Okay.
Well, maybe I should again. But...
Yeah. And also, you know, they're basically.
All right, Allie?
It's like.
I pressed the call button.
Oh, you did. Our mics are open.
Oh, she's going back. That'll keep you up at night.
You good?
Big hawk and cough.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, listen. All
We're
right.
just looking at you.
All right, listen. I'm just making sure she's all right.
Yeah.
All right. So. They're basically like gummy bears before you go to bed. They're not even like anything. A lot of people use
weed.
Marijuana, yes.
And speaking of gummy bears.
Right. And do you think that that has been helpful?
Yes.
Okay.
So just
that has been helpful.
Get high as hell, man.
I mean, I don't know that. Yeah.
What about, and this works for me. I do not watch TV in my bedroom. My bedroom is a sanctuary. So what I'm saying is not a lot happens in my bedroom.
No social life there.
There's no one coming in and out type
There's a lot of
thing.
Crickets.
And, yeah,
they
a
hang
lot
out there.
Cobwebs.
Oh, no. Oh, no, she's dying.
I'm so sorry. But I make it so when I go into my bedroom, I'm going to bed.
But have you ever had this problem? Have you ever had insomnia?
Not really insomnia, but I've also had an alarm clock that goes off at 2:30 in the morning for news when I was on the news, and now 3:45 for this show.
It's so funny. This show is so much better for you.
It's like I'm sleeping in, and everything was great until the time change really screws me up.
Oh,
so when
don't
it's,
give me the time change.
No, when it's lighter later.
Right.
Which is when everybody loves the time change. Like, yeah, I get more daylight. No, that's when I get Trampoline Kid in the back. Watch me, Daddy, watch me. And he's on his damn trampoline.
You need a paint gun.
That's the time when I don't sleep as well because kids are outside enjoying their life,
right?
Which is so gross.
Being happy.
So gross.
And I know that we've established how insane my mom was.
Yes.
But I have one technique that she used to give me that I used to think was not helpful.
I know. She put a pillow over your face.
No.
Smothering?
No. That's not what
Just
she did.
Just a guess. Okay.
Yeah. She would say, put like different body parts to sleep in like my legs. Feel like you're almost going to sleep
per body part. And I always used to be like, oh, that's insane. Then when I went to go get what's it called? Hypnosis.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's what the woman told me to do.
It's very meditative. It's sort of
Yeah. And so, like, basically, it's like now your feet are asleep, now your ankles are asleep, now your calves are asleep. Like, you kind of go in order of your body, and supposedly you're asleep by the time it gets to, like, your chest.
Interesting.
There's no way it works. See, here's the problem. I'm not saying there's no way it works. There's no way it works that well.
Or for you.
That fast.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it might help.
Breathing has always helped me, too.
Yes, breathing.
You also nap, Kevin.
I do.
That's what screws you up, because you're staying on this same schedule now. If you were to, I truly believe this, if you took 2 weeks and did a normal schedule where you do not nap and you get into bed around 8 or 9, you're going to be dead asleep by 9:30.
Who goes to bed at 8?
I do.
That was Destiny just shook her head. Yes.
Yeah, Destiny has my sleep
on
pattern.
This shift, you really need to change
but
everything.
Eight?
You need like a
I
sleep
think
cleanse.
If you get into bed at 8 and you're then and no phone.
Right, phone
no computer, no
read
nothing.
A book, man.
Okay,
right, let's
sorry,
not be
sorry,
ridiculous.
You're right.
For God's
you're
sakes,
right.
Man.
I'm not making
I'm limited.
Yeah, and allowing miracles to happen. but yeah, I mean, you know, breathing, all that stuff, man.
Do
you got to just relax.
I do breathe.
Okay.
I don't know that I meditate the way Jensen was describing, which is sort of putting each body part asleep.
Yes.
You know.
Well, no, I don't. But you should just
is he talking about his wiener.
No, he can't.
How
that never
dare you?
What I'm saying is,
that
you
is
just,
what I was saying. Yeah.
You just relax and let it sort of.
I see. Just relax.
Yeah, that's what you're missing.
Well, your napping is easy. How easy is napping for you?
I mean, it's sort of. I sort of get enough rest between napping and sleeping.
That, but you're not at all.
No, but
you sort of know. That you are.
Those, it's
you're in, one foot's in the grave the way you're living your life.
Because it's scientific, isn't it?
That's
scientific?
Always been true.
Isn't it scientific as far as like the sleep you get during the day and a nap is not, you know, like is not as strong and helpful?
It doesn't even out. It doesn't like people that are like, oh, I'll sleep extra hard this weekend. No, you're not saving sleep. You're not adding to sleep.
They do say you're supposed to stay on the exact same schedule.
Yeah.
But do you get up at 3:50 on Saturday?
Unfortunately, I wake up around 6 a.m.
Same.
On Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, I don't think I've slept through six. So everyone in this room,
everyone
in this room is like, yes, that makes me healthy. And then the one guy's like, I don't know, man, got a nap from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and then sleep at 12:30.
No, I do. I understand sort of how it works. So I don't sleep later than, you know, 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
I just take a nap, but then I make sure I get up in plenty of time so that I can go back to sleep. But
by what? Midnight?
I mean, 11.
I mean, I wake up at 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
A tough realization for all of us that you do the same thing
we
do.
All right, we're going to take your tips. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. Let's start with Jeff in Lake Forest real quickly. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, party people?
Hello.
Talking about insomnia. What do you got?
Hey, so my wife has terrible time falling asleep. The only thing we found is extremely tart cherry juice. You mix it with water and you drink it. Like an hour before you go to bed.
This sounds like a big setup.
I don't know. It sounds.
I swear to God, Google it and it works. It's the weirdest thing.
Tart cherry juice.
Hmm.
Tart cherry juice and water.
And water.
Okay.
All right. Write it down, Kevin.
I'm writing. I already did.
He's writing it down.
Now, if I try this and it backfires on me and I'm up for 3 days.
Also, like a bunch of vodka.
No vodka.
Just pour a whole fifth in there. That helps.
Thank you for the call. All right. 1-800-520-1067. We will take your calls next. All right, we are taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. That is the phone number if you want to call right now. Insomnia cures, what do you have other than melatonin?
We got a text from 818. I got a weighted blanket. I suffer from bad anxiety, and this is the only thing that helps.
I've heard
blankets.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A weighted blanket.
Yeah.
Why does that work?
Because I like people to lay on me.
Also, have someone lay on you. That's a good idea. Just completely suffocate your breath, lay on top of you.
That's a great idea. I like that.
All right.
And we're talking about not being able to sleep, insomnia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Tim on Twitter has a great idea for you, Kevin.
Okay.
Just watch baseball. You'll fall right to sleep. I think that's
perfect.
Great.
Uh-huh.
I got an email from Tina, as did you, Kevin. I know you won't read it,
let me do it. I got it already.
Number one.
Do not take naps.
So don't take a nap.
Okay.
Number two, this is something I have heard, but I've never tried it. But lie on your back in bed, push your stomach up as if you were trying to break an invisible belt. Keep pushing as long as you can. Let go, relax, repeat. She says there's no way you can do more than 20 of those. It's going to knock you out.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds insane.
It sounds like I'd be sweating.
That sounds so dumb.
Sweating from breathing?
I don't know. That's a lot of working out, man. We got
That's
one.
A lot of work
One text from the 323. Sometimes I count backwards from 100. I never make it to 1.
Come on. That's something you see on TV.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure
come
it works.
On with that. Get yeah, sure, it works.
Get focused.
All right, let's go to Natalie in Brentwood. Good morning, Natalie.
Hi, good morning. Okay, just real quick before I tell you my healthy method.
Yes.
Unhealthy, half of a Benadryl on an empty stomach, you're done, son.
Yeah, that's like, sounds like a bad idea. Welcome. Yeah, sounds like a bad idea.
Now, the good idea, that's the Western medicine. Mm-hmm. Now, the Eastern medicine, healthy way, the person who said cherry juice was not wrong. The reason why is cherries have melatonin in them. That's why people sleep better in the summer. But don't get like a tart over the counter, whatever. Go to your farmer's market, get a cherry juice that's like legit, just fresh squeezed cherries. Shots of that at night, you're good. Hmm. If that doesn't do it, remember when you were young, you had hot milk as a baby and that put you out? That'll still put you out.
Hot milk, like that was my nickname in high school. Wait, hold on.
Exactly.
Hot milk, okay. Hot milk should work. That also is a thing. It does.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
But if you're like me and you hate like dairy milk, and this is going to sound gross, but nut milk, almond milk, whatever.
Sly lady.
I'm sorry.
So you're saying like almond milk, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's better sounding than nut milk.
By the way, nut milk, just thinking of the word will keep me up all night.
Let Natalie live. Right. All right.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Derek in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Derek.
Morning.
So insomnia, what do you got?
A cat's purr.
Cats. Like a real cat? Or you mean like a on your phone,
like
the sound? Yeah.
It's a real cat.
Oh, see, all you need is Derek's cat, Kevin.
Don't cats like try to climb up on your head and sleep on top of your head?
And they steal your breath and kill you.
Well, that's not true.
That's only babies.
Kevin, do you have a sound machine in your room?
I do, yes.
Okay.
I do have as well. That. What do you put yours on? I put mine on rain.
No, just
mine's like a same white as
noise.
His. White noise.
Like white noise?
White
okay.
noise. Just kind of block everything else out.
Mm-hmm. That's sad.
including his own sound, like his own thoughts.
Let's go to Miranda in Pasadena. Good morning.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, Hi. Thank you. Talking about insomnia, what works for you?
I use a Tempur-Pedic sleep mask, and it's awesome.
Oh. Allie, you have a sleep mask.
I do use a sleep mask, and mine has an insert in it where you can either put like a frozen insert or a warm insert, depending on like if you're having a specific type of headache. But I find that when I don't use my sleep mask, I don't fall asleep as easily, whether it's the absolute
darkness. So you use it even without the headache?
Yeah, it's with the darkness of it, plus there's a slight pressure that it puts on you that I love. Don't you love that, Miranda?
Oh, I do like that. I like that how it has an adjustable Velcro.
Yes.
And I strap it to my head.
Yes.
And before that, I just smoke a lot of weed.
Right. Okay. All right. We're in twofold.
That
She's
does
got
help.
It. Yeah.
That's a great tip, by the way, the weed. How about a doctor?
Why would a doctor listen to this show?
Dr. Julia Montagna? Am I saying that right?
Close. It's Dr. Montagna.
Okay.
Montagna, okay.
That was good, though.
Thank you. Thank you.
What have we said wrong here? What do you suggest?
You know, you guys haven't really said much wrong. I just wanted to confirm the genius of Allie and Jensen.
Thank you.
Please.
Oh, we don't even need to go on. Thank you,
Thank
ma'am.
You. Doctor.
The two first things that they mentioned, I wanted to put a name to. So Allie talked about sleep hygiene. And sleep hygiene basically says a couple things. The first thing is that you want your bed to be used for two things and two things only, and that's sleep and sex.
Yes.
So take the TV out of your bedroom completely. Mm-hmm. No TV, no computer screen, no phone screen. The light that comes off of your TV, computer, phone screen mm-hmm. will actually make it harder for you to fall asleep. There's some products out there that will put a different tone of light into your room. It's like a different light bulb, and that's supposed to help you fall asleep. But honestly, blackout curtains,
yeah,
the
blackout
face
curtains are great.
Mask, complete darkness is best.
Okay, why am I a genius? Okay. Why am
so
I
that's
a genius?
That's Allie, but why
yeah,
Jensen?
Tell me now.
Now, Jensen, you're a genius because it's actually more credit to your mom, your sweet mother, who taught you how to make your body parts fall asleep. That's mm-hmm. called progressive muscle relaxation. Now, one of the best ways to learn how to do progressive muscle relaxation is to start at your feet and work your way up one body part at a time. But what you want to do at first is tense that body part. So you want to squeeze it really, really hard and then relax. that will start to teach your body when your body is tense. What you really don't realize a lot is that you carry so much tension in different parts of your body. Even right now when you're sitting, your face, your jaw might be tensed up a little bit. Your shoulders might be rising toward your ears. And you don't recognize how much tension you're really carrying in different parts of your body. So when you practice tensing those parts of your body and then relaxing them, eventually your body will learn how just to be able to take a deep breath and relax all the parts of your body, including your face, which is a big one. Once you're able to do that, you can fall asleep much faster.
I think these are all great tips, but we also have a guy that's on hold that we can't get to that just watches someone make mashed potatoes on YouTube. So, I mean, do what you got to do.
It is 8:51. We have Mick Foley coming in just after the top of the hour.
Mm-hmm. Known as Mankind or Dude Love or Cactus Jack. All different names he took on during his illustrious WWE career.
And he's doing comedy this week, so you can see him locally. Also, we're going to be hanging out this Saturday for Happy Hour from 5 to 7 at the Slide Bar in Fullerton.
The whole gang.
Yep.
I even saw Destiny, Power 106 Board Op, is going to be coming. Are you coming?
Really? Yeah, I'm coming.
All right, see?
Are you going to ping pong? No, okay.
She's newest crew member.
I don't know why we started arguing over ping pong. It's the dumbest thing to brag about, but
that's what we're doing.
We're pretty damn good.
But you had a ping pong table.
I did, yeah.
I had a ping pong table growing up.
I went through a breakup and had a ping pong table, bought it in a total fury, and then returned it 2 weeks later. So I know it. I'm probably pretty good.
Wait, like most people would buy like a convertible or something.
No,
like,
no, no.
I'll show her. I'm getting a ping pong table.
Had a terrible breakup and then said to myself, you know what I want? A ping pong table. Went out and bought it. Played it twice, three times tops. Returned it.
Oh, well, you'll be good then.
Yeah, I'm going to be great. Yeah. Clearly.
You don't have to play ping pong, but we're going to be hanging out for happy hour. We're going to be at the Slide Bar this Saturday from 5 to 7. Come say hi.
Please come say hello.
We will all be there.
You got your own paddle?
No, I'm not a dork.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah, I got my own paddle, my own paddle bag.
Oh.
Yeah, I bring different balls just in case I feel like maybe you guys are using ones that are weighted in a weird way.
What?
I learned a lot from Deflategate.
Right.
So I bring my own ping pong balls.
I'm going to make sure that the table is even.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I bring a
net tightness.
A scale.
Sure.
Yeah, just to see if it balances out. Bring a stud finder.
We haven't talked about Old Man Reuben in a while, but can we just tell the story about when we were trying to come up with names for this event?
Bless his sweet spirit heart.
So Reuben, who sits in the corner of our creative meetings at the end of our shows for the next day, we needed a name for this, and we went with Happy Hour.
Because it's 5 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, there's drinks. It's not a very creative name.
Right.
But we were coming up with ideas, and things were being thrown around, and we always say no idea is bad because it usually spawns other ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Reuben proved that's not true.
There are exceptions.
It was quiet, and he just, in the sweetest little voice, went, what about ping pong bing bong? And no one said anything, and then he said...
I just said something.
It was one of the craziest 40 seconds of a meeting I've ever been in.
I got up and just hugged him.
It was...
I just said something. Who says I just said something?
What about ping pong bing bong? By the way, we should have titled it Ping Pong Bing Bong.
It is in our hearts.
Yeah, it is in our
Reuben,
hearts.
Reuben, just so you know, it's Ping Pong Bing Bong in our hearts.
Come join us for Ping Pong Bing Bong, please.
There are bad ideas.
Yeah.
Just put that out there.
From now on.
I just said something.
I just said something.
It was so good.
Ping Pong Bing Bong.
Guys, I need to get Hulu. Because Steve Martin and Martin Short are taking their touring act to television with a new Hulu comedy. The untitled show is about three strangers who share an obsession with true crime and suddenly find themselves wrapped up in one. Dun, dun, dun. Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Bobby McFerrin.
And then some other person. We don't know who the third is, however. Guy. Jensen seems to believe it might be Chevy Chase.
Well, I hope it is. I hope it's a reunion
somehow
of three amigos.
I'm guessing that's not
it's probably
happen.
Not. No one wants to work with Chevy, but three amigos would be a great reunion.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so in. I'm so in on this.
Yeah.
Which brings me to now having to get Hulu. But according to the survey, 39% of Americans subscribe to three or more streaming services.
Well, folks, it is official. The streaming wars have begun.
I have Netflix, Apple TV Plus, Disney Plus, and Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
You have all of those.
All those and also Hulu.
And also Hulu.
And then I have all those, including Hulu, but then add WWE Network in there.
And you're going to get Quibi when that comes out.
I'm definitely going to check out Quibi.
What about Peacock or HBO Max?
Well, Peacock did announce the MacGruber television show, which is something I want to see very badly.
Okay.
And then HBO, I don't really know yet what's on there, and Warner Media is part of that, and so I don't know. We're going to listen.
I feel like everything's going to change like crazy in the next 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, eventually they're all going to come together, and then we'll buy a package that gets them all, and it'll be on a remote, and it'll be on our televisions, right?
Well, I had discussed that I don't have Hulu, and Matt Fowler, who's a lovely friend of the show, said another reason to get Hulu is that all FX shows will be there, as the new exclusive FX shows will only be on Hulu as part of FX on Hulu. So my fear was, oh my God, can I not watch Atlanta? Can I not watch Better Things?
FX, your favorite channel.
Mayans? What happens? And he said, no, all those will still be on FX, but then they're going to have exclusive content only FX on Hulu.
And so, the whole library will be there forever,
I mean,
we're screwed, man.
Golly. It's too much, you guys. It's too much. And if you weren't stressed off enough about TV watching, I mean, come on, get over yourself. It's TV. What about Valentine's Day? Jensen, you're already stressing out what you're going to get your lady for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a stressful moment trying to figure it out.
Well, flowers are great, but they die and you can't eat them. What about chicken nugget bouquets? Those are heating up, you guys.
Chicken nugget
bouquets.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's chicken nuggets just on like skewers and decorative paper. I like
it. I think that's a setup for a complete film. That's a disaster.
You like chicken nuggets. And you like flowers.
Here's
these are
nuggets.
Chicken nuggets flowers.
Who is making these?
People.
All right.
Yeah.
Good story.
That's a pretty general story.
Well, here's another story about Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
They have released a heart-shaped nugget tray that you can give your sweetie this year. So 10-count chicken minis, or you can get a 30-count Chick-fil-A nugget. But, I mean, they're little hearts. So Chick-fil-A has released a nugget tray with heart-shaped nuggets.
Beat it.
Right?
This is a recipe for disaster.
You like chicken.
You like
hearts.
Here's a nugget.
Just trying to help out.
Those are some good tips.
Thank you so much.
I was engaged, and now thanks to Allie McKay on the Kevin in the Morning Show. Doesn't seem
not
like
so much
I am
anymore.
She hasn't come home in four days.
Well,
but I have all these chicken McNuggets.
And I don't have to get anything for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Who wins? I say you do, sir or ma'am. Oh, guys, it's flu season.
CDC. Not for Jensen's mom.
Says
never sick.
Are at least 13 million reported cases so far. And a lot of you may think, oh, I've already had the flu. I'm good. You can only really get it once a year. No, don't worry. There's a chance you can get it again because there's another strain that's taking hold of the U.S.
Yes.
While you can't catch the same strain twice, you can catch one and then be sickened by the other one later. So they're calling this flu season double barrel season. I mean, that sounds really scary. So if you just got over the flu and you're thinking, I am good, you may not be. You might get another flu. Y'all get your flu shot?
I had one, yes.
Cool.
Kevin, did you?
Same, but I didn't know that you couldn't get it twice. That's new information.
Oh, it's different strains of the flu.
Different strain.
No, but I'm saying the same strain. I didn't know that you couldn't get the same one twice.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. Good tip.
I mean, like I said earlier, this show is mostly learning.
It's an educational show.
Yeah, it really is. Absolutely.
Mostly for me.
Yeah. Take that, Nick Cannon. Bet you've never taught anyone anything on your show. Not one thing. People listen to Ken, they're like, I got stupider. We, on the other hand, teach people things.
More stupid.
Yeah. Take that, Nick. I don't even know my grammar.
Stupider.
Happy birthday, Gina Davis, Billy Ocean, Emma Bunton, and Jonathan Quick. And that's what's happening.
And
it's getting real wrestling up here right now. We are very excited to have a legend in the field, a best-selling author, a stand-up comedian. He is a former champion. Give it up for Mick Foley.
Woohoo!
Thank you. In the building.
Nice to be here.
We are very excited to have you. You are celebrating the 20th anniversary of your first book.
That's insane.
And I guess people who didn't follow his career did you hand write the book?
Yeah, I sure did. It's almost 200,000 words in 50 days.
What?
So I had a ghostwriter assigned to the project, and just a few weeks in, or maybe a couple months in, I just thought, this is a really mediocre book with my name on it.
Sure.
And when I suggested, when I mentioned it to Judith Regan, who was my publisher, she goes, oh, we'll just find another writer. I said, Judith, I was thinking of writing it myself.
And oh, she was terrified at
well,
that point.
Well, the silence.
Yeah, sure.
The pro wrestler who fell off a steel cage wants to write a book,
right? Yeah. And so I filled in the blanks. I just said, how about I start working on it and see if you like it? And she took me up on that. And the next, 4 days later, I turned in 70 pages.
That's insane.
Notebook paper. And she liked it, you know, the conversational writing style
people can relate to.
You know that she now uses that in every story with her writers. Like, oh, Mick Foley gave me 70 pages in 2 days.
Yeah, it was on the New York bestseller Timeless Forever. I mean, it almost defined the wrestler book, which is now kind of a thing.
Yeah, it did hit number one. Yeah. It stayed there for a couple weeks, maybe 3 weeks, and then it stayed on the list, which is even more impressive, for 26 weeks.
Wow.
Oh,
and
my
usually
gosh.
Biographies or autobiographies, they kind of have their little run, and this one just really struck a chord with people. And the reason I decided to do the tour is because over the years I would see that people were carrying and it was a big book, you know, it was close to 200,000 words, so big that Chris Jericho actually knocked me out with my own book.
That's
just
disrespectful.
Take up a win in St. Louis.
Really
disrespectful.
Did you know you hand wrote it? I mean, that's a pretty serious thing.
So they would bring the book.
Yeah, they'd bring the book, and I would hear the stories about how over and over again, this was a book that made people who didn't feel like they fit in anywhere, like they had a place to fit in, or at the very least, like they weren't alone.
Now, was that your goal when you were starting?
No.
Not at all.
No,
right? You just had some stories.
I just started, right?
Yeah, I just started writing it. You know, I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea.
Was there a time when someone said you should write a book and you were like, I'm not an author?
My dad kept telling me, you know, it was a great experience. Like, I remember I'd come home from Nigeria, I'd be all beaten up. I got bludgeoned by fans over there. I got stitched up on a dirt floor of a chemist's office because they said they couldn't trust the doctor.
What?
And they couldn't trust the doctor.
I couldn't trust the doctor.
Sure.
Right?
No.
We've all been there.
I came home with $180 for 2 weeks' work.
Oh,
and my
man.
Dad's like, it's a great experience. You ought to write a book, you know? And so he was definitely the glass half full guy. Mm-hmm. And then I do, like in 89, I started jotting down some things. And I was just lucky that it all came rushing back to me. When I sat down, it was really a pure. Everything I've wrote subsequently has had some like little tinge of the money grab, you know, like I can make money writing.
Sure.
But that first one, people thought absolutely nobody's going to read a wrestling book.
Did they tell you that?
Yeah, over and over again. And and I guess we proved them wrong.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like every big wrestler who comes through at this point, especially WWE, writes a book. It's almost part of the formula. Like, did you have any experience writing before? I mean...
Well, I was a pretty good writer. I look back in my old college papers, and one of my professors was like, you really ought to pursue writing for a career.
And you're like, I want to get hit with barbed wire.
Exactly. I'd begun my training in wrestling, and I thought, that's a ridiculous idea. I had no idea that in some ways... I was just building content.
Ah, mm-hmm.
Wow.
Something to write about.
Books. Yeah.
Do you look back, like now there's kind of a resurgence in hardcore wrestling? And a lot of, I remember reading the book, it was always weird to me that the guy who got hit with like light bulbs and stuff also loved theme parks. Like you lived in this duality. But now there's like a whole new generation of hardcore wrestling from GCW and Joey Janela and Nick Gage and these guys. Like, do you look at them and get nervous for them?
I do, yeah. I don't want to believe that I inspired that, but I think I might have played a role. And I think I also played a role in inspiring people who didn't have the classic build to pursue it.
Sure.
I think there were a lot of people who were like, oh, that guy can do it.
So. But you're pretty open about like what you, like falling off the steel cage and stuff. You're very open about what it's done to you over the years.
Sure, man.
Like, but watching new guys do it, does it sort of make you want to call them and be like...
Well, I would suggest to these people that they lean on the stuff that can be feigned, like the cheese grater to the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No easier to move to feign.
Right.
No need to actually grate somebody's head.
That makes sense.
It's like...
That is great advice.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, I remember, you know, there's that strong style wrestling in Japan, right? Mm-hmm. And it's this idea where, yes, we are going to hit each other as hard as we possibly can, but react as if we're not getting hit at all. Like, we are going to no-sell the hardest punches. And even when I was in the hardcore style, I'd be like, isn't that kind of
dumb?
It makes no sense. Yeah.
How about you don't hit me as hard as you can, and I will react
like it.
Right. If you did, what Terry Funk would call superselling. And there wasn't. There are points where you absolutely. I would say in my shows sometimes, you know, I create like when I lost part of my ear in Munich, Germany, and I'll say like we create illusions, and I say now some like I would create the illusion of hanging helplessly by my neck in the ropes, and the way I was able to create that illusion was by actually hanging helplessly. There's no way, really.
It's a terrible system.
It's easy to convince people that you might lose your ear when you've lost your ear already.
Yeah. My mathematical formula, honestly, was if it hurts me a lot, they might believe it hurts me a little.
And wow.
So your math is as bad as mine.
Man. Yeah.
Not
that's
good.
Not good.
Seemed like a good idea when I was 19.
Yeah.
Not so much now?
Well, as I got into my late 20s and 30s, I was like, maybe the flying elbow on the concrete isn't the best fashion move.
Mick Foley's in the studio with us. We do need to take a break, but you can see him on his nice day tour tonight at the Irvine Improv at 8 o'clock, tomorrow at the Ontario Improv, and then Thursday at the Oxnard Levity Live. And the tickets are at realmickfoley.com or improv.com.
It's only $25,
too.
Yeah,
not bad.
Good deal.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. And the hardcore legend is here. Mick Foley joining us in the studio. He's showing us pictures of himself as Santa Claus.
With Bill Murray dressed like an elf. Oh, my gosh.
What is that from?
What is in this?
Possibly the best Santa photo of all time, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Bill Murray
is on his
lap. How are you Bill Murray Santa?
Listen, I know it's like when worlds collide.
What a weird life you have.
Yes. I know.
I have a really good friend who plays bass and plays with Nora Jones.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been their Santa for several years. And then last year, Bill Murray was a guest, tore down the house singing Blue Christmas.
Sure.
And so my friend Catherine just says, Bill, this is Santa. She doesn't say this is my friend Mick.
Nothing.
This is
Santa.
And he sits across both my legs.
Uh-huh.
And just randomly starts telling me what he wants for Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the great bonding moment was that even though we hadn't technically shared any words together, as soon as we saw that there was a professional photographer, like, he immediately went into, like, pouty child look. And I went into, like, the, you'd better watch out. And it looks like we were in a studio for 2 hours.
So cute.
Do you remember what he asked for?
He was random, you know,
just
random
nonsense?
Children's things.
Okay.
He wasn't asking for like adult toys or anything.
How great is that?
It's cool. And then, so this year he did it. He sang White Christmas instead of Blue Christmas. But I ended up coming in when he was rehearsing with the women. And so he stuck around while I rehearsed Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and we bonded a little bit.
You're Mick Foley.
What's happening?
What is happening?
How is this happening?
That is another thing that from the book from 20 years ago, which is an anniversary, is that you learned about kind of the idiosyncrasies of this mankind, of Cactus Jack, of Dude Love. You know him from beating people up, from bleeding, his tooth going into his nose or whatever. But then you found out he loved Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
Oh, yeah, love that Christmas.
And he would go to like Winter Wonderland and all these different places, and it was like you had like an obsession about it.
Obsession would be fair. Obsession. I remember Triple H looking at me at in the TV tapings in 2013. And now I specifically don't do anything with WWE as Santa because, like, I think I work hard enough at it to earn the right, you know, when I walk into a hospital room or something. It's in wrestling, the big compliment is, kid, you're a hell of a worker, right?
Sure.
The biggest compliment in the world when you're portraying this iconic figure is that when you leave, you hear the children saying, that was the real Santa.
Oh.
So when you work hard enough to earn that real Santa title.
Mm-hmm. You don't bring it around. It's a serious thing.
Yeah, I don't want to be the WWE guy. Like,
yeah.
I want to be that guy, you know, who makes hearts light, you know, and spreads some joy. So,
sure.
But anyway, back in 2013 when I was the WWE Santa, but they didn't put me on Raw. And I was so upset they brought me for three
Santa.
Days.
They didn't even put Santa
so
on.
So July, they put me on their C show, like Superstars.
Right.
So it was like July, and my daughter finally stops me in the car and goes, Dad, you have to stop talking about the time Vince McMahon didn't put you on Raw. You are no longer fun to talk with. I was so convinced.
You're obsessed with it.
I thought it was personal. You know, like... Hey, they had Damian Sandow as the bad Santa going up against Mark Henry as the good Santa.
Sure.
And they said, oh, Vince thinks there's already too many Santas on the show. I go, maybe the referee, it's the rule of three, right? Two Santas isn't funny. Let me call it right down the line, you know? Like, that's funny. Like, boom, two, Santa.
Sure.
And Mick, I just don't see it.
Yeah.
And I swear, I would have walked out of that building if it wasn't for the fact that I wanted a photo with Brie and Nikki Bella.
Sure.
You know, the
we
dual
do, yeah.
photo Santa. And so they saved me from walking out of that building.
You brought up your daughter. She is super into wrestling and does interviewing and sort of like involved in the industry. Are your children following in your footsteps? Is that something you are interested in?
As a wrestler?
Or just in the business?
My son is one of the head writers for NXT now.
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
And what's really nice is the superstar, like I would get flack when I would write wrestler in the book, you know.
Sure. And don't call it a belt.
It's not a belt, you know. And I remember one time when I was doing the broadcasting, right? And I called it a belt because they have it in a big case, you know, they're going to be wrestling for it, you know, some type of elimination thing. And I go, they're taking a look at that belt. And I realize, oh no, I'm going to get chewed out. I was like, that had WWE Heavyweight Championship. Title that is symbolized by it's not a belt. Knew it was coming.
But are you fine with her, with them following in your footsteps?
Well, I'm fine with my son writing. Mm-hmm. What I was saying is that I saw the way the wrestlers were interacting. They're just starting to realize he's my son.
Right.
And they really like him and they respect him. And you did some work with
them. I did. I wrote in 2005, 2006.
And you know the way some of the guys treat the writers.
I do. Like, it's not great.
It's not great.
You were always great.
I was easy to work.
You were always very sweet. Yeah. No, but some aren't.
Because there was a story where Becky Lynch is in the she's in catering with me before she became the man, right? Mm-hmm. So she's still this amazing wrestler, but didn't have the gimmick or the character. And she sees me get my promo from the writers. Mm-hmm. So my son had informed my wife that I wasn't going to be happy with the promo. All right, and my wife informed my son I'd been around a long time and I'll work around it. So Becky was right there, and I'm saying to the guy, okay. I think there's a little bit too much humor here. This is when I'm handing Dean Ambrose, I'm passing the torch, I'm handing him my barbed wire bat. And I said, I think once I hand Dean the bat, there's nothing he can say that is more powerful than his reaction. So maybe we should just ease out at that point. And I go on about 5 minutes, maybe tweak this one a little bit. And he walks away. And I said to Becky, did you notice how this promo now bears no resemblance to the one I was given, but I never made the writer feel it wasn't his? And she looked at me and goes, you're good. And then, you got to know when to pick your fights.
There
are
a lot of people who don't care about that, though.
Right.
They don't care to try and make the other person feel all right.
The decorum.
Yeah.
But I understand it's a tough job. It's a thankless job. Did anyone ever come off that, out of that ring and walk up to you and go, that was a heck of a promo you wrote me?
I would say Cena did.
Cena did?
That would be it.
Whoa.
That would be it. And, you know who else is very nice?
I love
very
Cena.
Goldust. Dustin was very sweet.
Really good.
Back in the day, too. Those were guys that... But I mean, you know, one... I brought this up recently, but one wrestler just called me S-Head for 6 months. Didn't want to learn my real name.
No.
Bradshaw.
I was going to say.
He was going to get
it. It was either S-Head or F-Face. Yeah, one or the other.
And he was nice to me and still called me S-Head.
Jeez.
Yeah, it wasn't
that
nice.
Means he likes you, no?
He did. I think. I don't know. It wasn't great. But you brought up WWE. Do you think the new competition, do you think the idea that now Vince, because you were around during the first WCW days, do you think that having competition is going to help the product?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do. I think it already has.
And have you been able to watch the new stuff?
I usually side with NXT because my son
is a writer. And it's very good.
And I don't do as much watching as I used to. So sometimes, and I'm on the road a lot.
Yeah.
Like I flew more last year than I have at any time since 2001. So I do record it. I don't often get around to watching it, but I keep up with it. I want both companies to be successful. I think it works best for everybody when there's some competition there. And from what I understand, it's kind of forced WWE's hand, especially when it comes to paying
it does,
some of the middle of the card and lower card talent. And I'm all for anything that's good for the boys and the women.
Agreed.
Mick Foley's in the studio. Do we have time for 60 seconds?
Wait, you didn't just film me saying that, did you?
No.
McMahon, I'm just trying to promote a show.
No, those cameras are not there.
I've got three shows coming up. I need to promote these bad boys.
Well, let's talk about that quick before we do 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, you're going to be at the Irvine Improv at 8 p.m. Tomorrow, you're going to be at the Ontario Improv at 8 p.m. And then Thursday, you're going to be at the Oxnard Levity Live. And you can get those tickets at realmickfoley.com or improv.com. 60 seconds with Mick Foley.
All you're going to do is answer first off the top of your head.
All right, let me hear.
Not too much thought. All right?
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
If you could join the cast of any TV show, past or present, which would you choose?
Friends.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
If you could know when you're going to die, would you want to?
Yes.
If animals could talk, which one would be the biggest a-hole?
Aardvark.
Not wrong.
Creepiest thing you could say to a stranger you pass in the street?
Creepiest thing that I have said to a stranger?
No, or that you could.
Oh, I don't. Help me out here. I don't know if I'm creepy enough.
Hello, mister.
Hello, mister.
To anyone, woman also.
If you can be any animal, what animal would you be?
Aardvark.
If you could change one thing about yourself, what would you change?
My BMI ratio.
Okay. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
No, absolutely not.
Great.
Do you accept dog kisses on the mouth?
Absolutely.
What is your worst trait?
Worst trait? I've been known to skip a shower or two.
Perfect answer.
Excellent.
Very good,
good
60
good
seconds.
Good to know.
Very
I've
good.
Been known to skip a shower or two.
Amazing.
Love it. Love
amazing.
It. Love it.
Mick, it's always great to have you in. Thank you for coming back. I can't believe it's 20 years since the book. That's crazy. Insanity.
It's been so much fun. Thank you very much.
No, and if you like the stories in the book or what you just heard or just a WWE fan, his shows are great. Go see them ASAP tonight.
Tonight will be what we call an intimate gathering.
Okay, good.
But Ontario's looking really good. Oxnard's looking really good. And I think Irvine will fill out nicely.
Great.
And we're trying. I'm trying to talk your wife into coming to this.
I will. I know he was on Boy Meets World when my wife was like 11 or 12 years old or something. I should have worded that better.
Yeah, that's but not you, a
but
good
he
story.
He's like one of the most memorable episodes of Boy Meets World ever, and Danielle has only loving things to say. And you guys have kept in touch.
We kept in touch. Yeah, we've got a 10-year break.
Yeah.
And then I saw on Twitter someone said, "Hey, at Danielle Fishel," and I can't remember the name of the other actress. Yeah. They're talking about you. So I go over there, and the question was, "Who was your favorite guest star?"
And it was you.
And they both. Yeah. Said me, so I give her like, hey, thank you, at Danielle Fishel, and we've been in touch ever since.
And we run into you every once in a while.
She
only has great things to say about him, and for good reason. He's hilarious.
I feel like you're the real Santa Claus.
That's
really,
true.
I feel like you are.
That is the best.
Like
now he can never do it on this show again, just like that. Praise him too much, and Santa only comes out once a year.
Thank you, Mick. Let me just take care of a little bit of business. You want to give that away first?
I have something to give away.
Yes.
You were here, and we didn't want to interrupt you. But if you're listening and you want two tickets to Trevor Noah, loud and clear at Pacific Amphitheater on Friday, July 17th, give a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. One winner is going to get the tickets to Trevor Noah. Just be caller 10.
Call now!
On your drive home tomorrow morning, Jensen has Get Up on This. Mm-hmm. We have Would You Like to Take That Back? And another chance for you to qualify for a trip to see Pearl Jam at Hyde Park in London. That's tomorrow.